A UFO in China's skies forced Zhaoshan Airport to stop operations on July 7th. Outbound flights were grounded after the unidentified flying object was detected by a flight crew. The incident has captured the attention of Chinese media, and theories about the UFO's identity are burning up on the internet as well. They include everything from a hidden U.S. bomber to an elaborate man-made hoax. For now, the UFO continues to be a mystery. A spokesman from China's Civil Aviation Administration confirmed to ABC News that the matter is under investigation.
Some Chinese residents are on edge this morning after another apparent UFO sighting. It's the second one in 2 weeks. The first sighting was on July 7th, and an airport had to be shut down.
All right, that's a UFO if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, can you identify
it? That's undeniable.
The airport had to be shut down after people apparently saw twinkling lights above the airport terminal. 17 flights had to be diverted. The latest sighting happened just 2 days ago, and people say they saw four lantern-like objects forming a diamond shape in the air, hovering in the sky for over an hour. And aviation experts say they don't know what it was. It wasn't a plane.
Scientists from all over the world are trying to figure out what caused a mysterious blue light to spiral in the sky over Norway on Wednesday.
As UFO sightings go, this one was as good or as weird as it gets.
A light appearing high in the Arctic sky, baffling those who saw it and exciting a lot of comment. Early yesterday morning, just before dawn, this appeared in the Norwegian sky. A blue light, small at first, growing into a spiral and then disappearing into what appeared to be a black hole. In the northern community of Trøndelag and on a Norwegian military base, cell phones snapped, video cameras rolled, and bloggers got busy.
That tonight, Norwegian authorities were investigating strange lights seen in the Arctic sky. The spiraling white light was seen for several minutes Wednesday morning. Locals say the light appeared to be bigger than the moon. Thousands of Norwegians bombarded the Meteorological Institute to ask what that light could have possibly been. Some feared it could have been a meteor. Others a black hole, and there are even those that thought it could be aliens.
A strange spiraling white light was spotted in the early morning sky over Sydney, with even skeptical witnesses wondering if it was a UFO. The unusual sight was recorded by hundreds of people from Victoria north to Queensland.
A spiral in the sky around a bright light.
Scientists left baffled by an unexplained circular light seen hovering high over Moscow on Wednesday evening. People described seeing a wide circular formation in the sky. Footage capturing the spectacle will help weather scientists and specialists find an explanation for the event.
What was in the skies over Jerusalem? And why did it stop over one of the most treasured sites in Christianity?
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen descending over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. The video is said to be taken over the weekend. Then suddenly the light shoots up into the sky. There you see it. Another video from a different angle appears to show the light doing the same thing.
Now it is sparking intense debate on the internet. Trace Gallagher following this live from our West Coast News. And so the question is, what was that UFO? What was it doing over Jerusalem? And, you know, is he back?
Yeah, and that is the question, by the way, Megan, because, you know, critics, it's difficult for them to dismiss this because there are so many different angles. We've got four different videos, all from various perspectives, but they do not know of anything like this in the Israeli army.
All right, because I don't like to be scared. I just can't take it. It's, you know, I don't know what it is.
Well, I wish I could give you an answer to this bizarre sighting. I really can't, but I can tell you that earlier today, there were dozens and dozens of people right here on 23rd and 8th. They were standing right here, and they were all in a stupor, just crowded together, looking into the sky.
Well, a lot of people are looking up. It's because of a mystery in the sky. Is it a balloon, a UFO? Whatever it is, it sure has a lot of people talking. Eyewitness News reporter Jeff Begays is live in Chelsea, where crowds have gathered. Jeff, what's this all about?
Well, Sade, we don't know.
Look at that, man. Oh my gosh. What the heck is that?
What is that? Look at the joint.
My gosh.
Disclosure is very close, and the American people need to prepare themselves very soon for an announcement from our government that there is, in fact, extraterrestrial presence engaging this planet and the human race.
Welcome once again to the world famous Juggalo Show. We are at Psychopathic Records, Detroit, Michigan, home of the Insane Clown Posse, of course. Sitting none other to my right is my brother, in many ways, Joe Bruce, a.k.a. Violet J, a.k.a. the Duke of the motherfucking Wicked. We got a cross on the corner over here. Ooh. Keegan.
Whoa.
The comic genius.
Hey.
The host extraordinaire, social media master, Keegan the creep ass himself.
Violent
K. And of course,
yes.
And of course, we have the one and only, the radio extraordinaire, tech master, videographer, if you will, just master technician of life, Nick. You got to work on your name, brother.
He's just a huge tech guy. <man. laughs> He's a master technician of life.
Right now.
Loves Tech Nine. Just adores Tech Nine.
All right. Him. Now we are talking about today on the Juggalo Show, the topic that is spawned into part two.
Yeah.
Of course, the UFO phenomena and what it means. If you caught the last Juggalo Show, we covered it in depth. We're going to cover it even more in depth down in the nitty gritty. What you were just watching was videos.
Yeah.
Videos of UFO sightings covered on the news.
Videos of a bunch of drones.
Right. And we're talking about, like, the major news, you know, Fox News, all that, CNN, everything covering UFO footage. And this is all recent.
Yeah.
Like before the, you know, and we're going to get into that a little bit. Why are they starting to cover it now? I mean, every once in a while, they cover it on the news.
Right, right.
Like, oh, another UFO sighting. Here it is. You know what I mean? Where before, it was all just dismissed, you know? But for some reason, that door now is opening, and it is becoming more and more evident that the government, who controls all the major news, the news outlets, if you will, they are now allowing them to cover more and more to let people see the truth,
right,
of the UFO sightings and phenomena and what they might mean. So we're going to get into that in detail. Also on this show, we're going to cover the location of the 20th annual that is so fucking epic. The 20th annual gathering of the Juggalos location.
Woo-hoo!
The date and location will be announced, and we're going to cover that in detail as well. So we got a lot of cover, and it's a short show.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? There's a lot going on. Not only that, but we have Fearless Fred Fury about to fucking drop next month and in a few fucking weeks.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right.
That's crazy to think about, man.
2 years in the making.
Yeah.
And I will say, it is definitely probably my most favorite Insane Clown Posse album to date.
Wow.
Like, totally schooled, like, with the freshness.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all bangers, like straight through. And it's straight up magic. So, like, I can't wait for everybody to hear the flavor from
themselves.
That's
a pretty epic compliment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, and I don't bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm, like, quiet. if there's someone releasing an album and I'm, like, not feeling it, I don't really say much. But I'm telling you, it's a fucking masterpiece, a great album.
That explains the love on my EP you gave me.
Listen to
Nick. About it once.
It's all right, but it's no Tech N9ne.
That's right. No, but I gotta agree with you. I got to hear about maybe 70% of it because I bribed Straight Jacket into playing me a few of the tracks, and wow, man, like it's I'm really excited. I don't want to say it's not my project, and this guy across from me will fucking slap the shit out of me if I say too much, but it is a phenomenal album. I'm so fucking pumped, and I say that wholeheartedly. Fred's legit, man. And he's coming. 2 weeks.
Now, I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier. The Flip the Rat album.
Yes.
There's some confusion over how to actually go about getting this album. So if you could elaborate more on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Flip the Rat, and correct me if I'm wrong here, was scheduled to be just a little EP release, right? That blossomed into a fucking full-length album that's dope as fuck. Now, when we announced it, the original flyer stated that when you provide proof of purchase, you will then have a chance to purchase Flip the Rat. But that's all we really said, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are seeing now that indie record stores are gearing up for it, which certain indie record stores will be sent copies of Fearless Fred Fury bundled with Flip the Rat that you can buy at one flat rate price at the store, right?
Yeah.
So that's one way to get it because you're physically buying there in the store Fred Fury, right? Mm-hmm. So the other way is every album that is purchased, whether it's online, in the store, wherever you get it, as long as you have a physical copy, there will be an insert in the CD that will take you to psychopathicmerch.com where you can then enter an exclusive promo code and be redirected to a page to then buy the Flip the Rat physical version of that album. Not digital. It's a fucking full physical bomb ass artwork, everything included, version of that CD. So as of right now, we just want to clear that up. I've seen a lot of people, the rumors that, oh, it's just going to be a digital. No. We are laying that to rest. To talk maybe, like I said, a little bit on the Flip the Rat. We haven't released a track list, and I think we're going to keep that a secret. We want it to be fresh, but we did hear on JJ's current live stream, that guy's killing it over there on Fortnite, getting them headshots, getting them kills over on Twitch. You happened to be in the chat room the other day and leaked a little bit of flavor that has caught the internet by storm that DJ Paul is featured on a track on Flip the Rat.
Allegedly. See, whenever JJ's on Twitch and whenever he's streaming, kicking ass on Fortnite, I'm always not far away. You know what I'm saying? I'm always in the vicinity. And I was in the vicinity of his chat room the other day, dropping little cluster bombs of freshness for anybody that happened to be there. Anytime JJ's streaming, man, you never know what you're going to hear in that chat room. You know what I'm saying? I might run through that motherfucker butthole naked. You have no idea unless you're there to witness it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I dropped a little bit of flavor. You know, I dropped the news that DJ Paul was on the Flip the Rat album, and he is on the Flip the Rat album, our good friend DJ Paul. And what other news did I drop? I think I just dropped some song titles.
And then there's, I believe, a cipher Everyone said
that's
there's,
right. There's a cipher on the way very soon.
Okay.
Yep. We keep forgetting to have that meeting, by the way. But
right.
It is coming very soon, very soon. It's actually done. It's ready to drop. It's just a matter of when.
Right. That was the video we talked about earlier. We were talking about a video that was filmed during Hollywicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually filmed. And it's super fresh.
Yeah, I haven't even got to see it. I haven't heard it. I'm as excited as everybody else here. So.
It's crazy. DJ Paul and others.
Oh,
say
shit.
That.
Whoa, just giving all the news away.
Yeah. All I know is I did not receive my invite, and speaks volumes to my rap game.
Right.
So I will not be featured on the new Cypher.
No, you won't. Your invite is where it's always been, which is non-existent.
Thank you. I wasn't even supposed to be here today, but Rude Boy called in sick.
Just in case you missed it, just know you didn't miss it. It never existed.
That's right.
Much like the UFOs we're going to show tonight.
Right.
Those are drones.
Right. All right. So speaking of UFOs, if we can get into this for a little bit before we get into the rest of our news.
Sure.
Last time we were talking on the Juggalo show, Joe had mentioned the vastness of the universe. Now, since that time, we didn't really have anything to support that. We didn't have any videos or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I dug a little bit into the research of this. All right, this is straight up staggering, okay? In our galaxy alone, the Milky Way galaxy, there are 100 billion stars, okay? In our galaxy, there's also 100 billion planets. Just in the Milky Way galaxy alone, okay?
That's a big motherfucker, man.
That's one galaxy in the known universe. Are you following me on this, Nick? Do you know how many billions, how many zeros are in 1 billion? There's 100 billion fucking stars. Now,
and every star is a sun.
In the known galaxy, there are estimated to be over 2 trillion galaxies. Okay. No, you're not really. You can't.
No, I can't. And
you can't even
this shit gives me anxiety.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know how minuscule, how insignificant, how small we are in the grandness.
Right.
The grandiose, if you will, of the fucking universe.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, if we can roll that first video, this will give you some idea, a small inkling of an idea of what I'm trying to convey to you right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is the known universe.
Yeah.
There's the known universe and there's the unknown universe. This is of the known universe.
The Milky Way galaxy is huge. You don't say. You don't say.
You are here.
The Milky Galaxy is full of drones.
Right. They can make it too.
The drones all over the place.
We're fucking. Hey, if you're tuning in, you're learning something tonight. We don't even care.
I don't give a fuck.
We're gonna learn you something.
Y'all are getting schooled.
I don't even care what you're saying in the chat. You just shut up and watch.
The Hubble took those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Actual factual.
And our screen enhanced them.
Look at that. It just reminds me how much of a nothing we are, you know? See, I don't do good with this shit, man. I get anxiety.
This is like grade one spaceology right here.
Right.
The world is big.
Well, it's cold out. This is our substitute teacher day, you know, where they put
space
the movie in.
Is bigger.
This is that Bill Nye the Science Guy day.
All right, let's go to the next video, if you will.
Okay, we're all smarter now.
All right, hold on. Let me play this other video. That was just trying to give you an idea, you know, like our little patch in the universe, our little tiny itty bitty neighborhood and expand it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, Rob, if I can keep it real, that knowledge you dropped before you played the video gave me more of an idea of how big the universe was.
Yeah.
That, what you just showed,
that
just shrunk it by like.
Okay, that might not have been the best. Let me play you another video here.
This one might put it better into perspective.
Have you ever wondered how big it really is?
Yes.
To really understand the vastness of space is quite incredible. Take just our very own Milky Way galaxy, which is filled with billions of stars. For every grain of sand in our entire planet, there are 10,000 stars.
Damn.
The observable universe is filled with 100 billion galaxies, and each one of those galaxies is filled with its own billions of stars. What is the observable universe? It only means that it is the furthest we will ever be capable of seeing out from planet Earth. Between us and the edge of the observable universe is a distance of 46 billion light years. And the diameter of the observable universe is approximately 93 billion light years in distance. Light years. Traveling at the speed of light for an entire year, that distance would be one light year.
Young light years?
Our solar system is less than 4 light years in diameter. Imagine traveling at the speed of light for 46 billion years only to get to the edge of what we can see as our observable universe. But what is beyond that point? The reason we can't see past the observable universe is based on the Big Bang Theory. The theory that the universe began with a cataclysmic explosion. Essentially, the universe is in a perpetual state of expansion at awesome speeds.
Awesome.
So the reason we can never see the light from outside our observable universe is because it's moving away much faster than its light can reach us. Astronomers theorize that since the beginning of the Big Bang until now, that the universe's total size can be estimated, and what they came up with was unbelievable. Using an analogy to describe just how big it really is, imagine a light bulb. That will represent our observable universe, which is filled with 100 billion galaxies and billions upon billions of stars within them. Now hold that light bulb to the once known as a planet, Pluto. That is how small of a space we can observe in the vastness that is our universe. Thinking about this can be very intimidating at first. I remember thinking about how small we really are. But consider this. There may be an endless space all throughout the cosmos, but in that space are endless possibilities. We don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes. We can only imagine. And anything we can imagine just might be out there. But hey, I was just thinking about the size of the universe.
Sure you were.
Nah, listen. Okay, so this is the point. The point that you're trying to make right now is that in the Milky Way galaxy, there are estimated to be 11 billion planets that are just like Earth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, like the whole the whole evolution yeah. of like life on the planet.
What
like,
kind of fucking
like what I'm talking about? What I'm talking about is the same conditions, like the same distance from the sun, everything, like the same, you know, the exact same thing. Water on the planet, everything, like conditions that can support life.
Okay, in our galaxy alone, and how many galaxies are there?
There's over 2 trillion galaxies.
So and in our galaxy
you
alone,
you would have to take 2 trillion times 11 billion to come up with a number of how many planets there are in the known universe, just the seeable universe.
Mm. And we're supposed to think there's no aliens
can support life.
And you said there's 11 billion.
Just in the Milky Way.
In the Milky Way alone, which is like the size of a freckle on my ass. All right? The Milky Way alone, there's 11 billion Earths floating around, and we're supposed to think out of 11 billion Earths out there in our galaxy alone, they're just all vacant, and there's no life on any of them except ours for some strange reason. We're the only planet that has life out of 11 billion in our galaxy alone, Nick.
You know, that's like...
Seems legit.
That's like straight up like some ego shit. Yeah. No, we're the only ones out here, dog. There's
hey, we're flexing. That's like, we're flexing.
There's nothing else. It's just us. That's like, you know, like, yeah, like this is it. It's like before, you know, the before you even like when like cavemen, they were like, oh, this is it. This little plot of land. This is all there is.
Yep.
Until you start getting to the next part of the earth and you're like, oh, shit. There's other people over here and there's other things.
It makes
going
me want to smack somebody that says there's no life out there on another planet. Like, how can you even think that when you're presented with the facts? The facts are there's 11 billion Earths in our galaxy alone.
I just want to show two more videos, and I apologize if it's boring to y'all, but this is like some shit.
This
just,
is what we all talk about
here,
though.
It just schools the fuck out of me. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like. And then what they're talking about a billion light, like 4 billion light years just to get out of, or, you know, 4 light years just to get out of the Milky Way, like fucking whatever that crazy number was, you know, you got to travel for billions and billions and billions of years.
Yeah. If you're traveling by light. If you're traveling by
like,
fuel.
No, we can't even travel by light. When you're traveling by light, that's like when you flick on the light switch and how fast light travels.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, traveling by the speed of light. You know what I mean? The billions of light years just to get across. All right, anyway, let's roll that that next video. This one's like 2 minutes long, but this kind of gives it a different spin, if you will.
Here. But even this massive galaxy is nothing compared to the rest of what's out there. Zooming out even further, and we arrive at the local group of galaxies, a collection of 54 different galaxies that is about 10 million light years across. But zooming out even further, and we can see the Virgo supercluster, of which the local group here is just a tiny segment of. There are at least 100 other groups of galaxies just like our own local group inside of here, and the distance from one side to the other is a mind-numbing 110 million light years. But even the massive Virgo supercluster is nothing but a quiet and tiny lobe of the great Laniakea supercluster, an enormous structure that is home to our galaxy as well as 100,000 other
galaxies.
That's
what I call my pimples when I take my makeup off.
The distance from one side to the other is 520 million light years. But from even there, we can zoom out all the way to the entire observable universe and see that even the titanic Laniakea supercluster is just a tiny and insignificant part of everything. This is the observable universe, and it contains everything that we know of. It is home to at least 2 trillion different and individual galaxies, which together contain more stars than there are grains of sand on the entire Earth.
Woo.
The distance from Earth to any side of the observable
universe
is
46.5
just in the beach by my house.
Light years, which means that the entire width is 93 billion light years across. What's perhaps even more interesting, however, is what actually lies beyond the observable universe. Keep in mind that the observable universe is all that we can currently see,
it's entirely possible
that the rest of the universe outside of it is vastly larger and more fantastic than we can possibly ever imagine. We simply don't know what else is out there, because the light from these incredibly distant places has not...
Alright, now check us out. If you can bring up that next video... This is the last thing I'm going to school you on this.
Come on, more about
how big
space is?
Listen.
Like, my wig is totally flipped off my head. All right,
listen, check it out. No, I just want to bring to the point.
Yeah.
The point is, before we can start discussing UFOs, y'all got to fucking realize how fucking big.
It's big.
It's so big.
You might as well take a pair of
you
tweezers
can't
and
even,
pluck every hair out of my head.
You can't even begin to even conceive how big it is, even with that fucking footage. Like. 96 billion light years to travel to try to get to the edge of it? No, that's just like ridiculous. All right, now listen. In 2015, the Hubble telescope took a picture of the Andromedan, if I'm saying it right, galaxy, which is our closest galaxy. It's 2.5 million light years away. All right, it's the closest galaxy. They took the biggest picture ever of this galaxy that's just chilling. And this footage I'm about to show you now, I don't know how y'all are going to take it. You might just look at it and be like, oh, whatever. And hopefully you'll be able to get it on your screen, how amazing this photo is. It's the highest quality, you know, and what they did in this video is they just zoomed in on it so you can get an idea how many fucking stars are even in a patch of that galaxy. Like, you know what I mean? All right, so, and this is our neighboring galaxy. This is the closest galaxy.
So if you didn't get it by now,
this straight up, when I look at this, I feel sanity slipping. I'm just saying. Okay. Like that's how it affected me. But I don't know how it's gonna affect y'all. But this is some mind fucking flipping shit. That was took. And if you can play that video.
Oh, Armenian supercluster.
Man, don't even tell me this doesn't fuck you up a little bit.
I know, I'm sorry. You're killing it over here. The music's fucking with me more than anything.
Now that's a detailed painting right there, boy.
It is. Looks like a close-up of asphalt.
I mean, it's just packed with fucking stars and planets.
It's lit.
It looks like paused TV static.
You know what I mean?
That's just your phones going out right now for those of you watching.
And if you get a chance, I don't know what you're seeing on your screen right now. To us, this is a little bit low depth.
Yeah.
But you watch this shit. Just put in 2015 Hubble photo of the Andromeda Galaxy. Just put that in there and watch this video.
Just put that in right quick, like it's all easy to spell.
Like the high crispiness of what you're
doing. It's pure HD, 4K.
Go ahead and put that in right quick. The Andromeda Super Galaxy. What are you waiting on? Put that in. Google that shit. That's a lot of fucking universes, man.
That's a lot of fucking stars.
Yeah.
Nick, don't turn away.
Yeah. Nick's freaking out.
I got way too high.
Hold on, don't interrupt me. I'm counting.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now it just looks like a beach. It's just we're losing.
I mean, that's just like one
42
fucking...
42 trillion.
That's just one fucking galaxy.
42 trillion five. 43 trillion.
And you can't even see what's beyond it. That's just like the surface layer you're basically looking at. Because it's three-dimensional, right? So you're just looking at like what you can even see.
Yeah.
Like what's
there's
beyond
that.
This is deep.
Whatever you call it.
Right. All right. Thank you. All right. That's been established. All right. We can move on.
Yes.
We can move on.
Do you guys in the chat understand how big? If not, we can play five more videos so you can fully understand.
Or we can just take a quick 5 minutes so you can Google Harmonious Supercluster.
Keegan, yeah.
You can't look at that photo, though, and deny. Mm-hmm. You cannot. You can no longer deny, looking at what I just showed you, that there's definitely, without question, other life in the universe.
You can't deny that and be my friend at the same time.
You cannot deny it. You can't deny it. You can't.
Because you guys are my best friends. I don't want to lose a friend.
The only way you can deny it is on maybe some sort of religious tip. No, dog, you know.
Yeah.
That's all a lie.
There's just, you know, if you're taking science all the way out the equation, there is no science. Science isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, we're it's just all about, like.
Jesus.
We're the only people. Yeah. Like, this is it. This is the only planet.
Can you have both, though? Can you believe in religion?
Of course you can. God,
because that's
kind of
where I'm at.
All
I'll be honest.
You can, but,
you know,
and I don't want to get into that huge debate. But I'm saying, on a religious tip, that's the only way you can argue that there's no life. Because you can say, well, according to the Bible, there's just one planet, Earth, and we were born, and that's it. There's
maybe every Earth out there has its own Bible, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they didn't have telescopes and shit when he wrote that, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
they didn't have Google Maps.
On a science tip, there is no fucking way you can deny that there's not other life out there in the universe. It's just not possible.
I believe it. I haven't seen it, but then again, I haven't seen God, and I think I'm a. I don't know if I'm a good old Christian boy. I don't go to church every Sunday, but I believe there's a higher being. So if you believe in that, I don't think it's that far fetched to believe that there's other things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's just my view on it. This is one like reason I don't do a lot of drugs is because I get paranoid real easy. Like this shit, when I start thinking about that, Like, and just how, like, we're a fucking nothing. We are.
You don't do a lot of drugs?
Not a lot. Maybe this some, where you're maybe fucking some, up, brother. Maybe some blow on the weekend here and there. But that's why, because when I like, I don't know, someone gave me an edible once, they tricked me with that. And I just started thinking about, like, yo, you're in a floating marble in the middle of fucking forever nothingness. And that shit, like, I get that anxiety and, Jesus, like, you know, that's just me though, you know, but okay. You can't deny it. I mean, you can't.
So now next I want to talk about for a little bit, is the authorities, people of authority coming forward in the media, in the world, and basically claiming all kind of things, but most of them that the government, particularly the United States, is hiding the fact they've been having dealings with UFOs. And, and we're not talking about crackpots. Like, like back in the day, there was a lot, like whenever anybody came forward, they would be discredited. They would be mocked. They would lose, you know, all credibility. Now it seems like the now that it's, you know, years and, you know, it's you know, we're in 2019 right now, and basically people are stepping forward more and more, hundreds of people, credible people in the military, people in the government, and they're speaking out now.
I'll tell you why they're starting to report on it, Rob, answer your speculation. It's simply this. See, the government is starting to acknowledge alien life out there because in a few years, they're going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag that we got aliens chilling on Earth and we've been dealing with them forever. But they need to break that shit in. They can't just drop that shit overnight. Like, oh, in the morning, hey, by the way, there's aliens that have been here since the 50s. They can't do that. They got to break it into you. They got to say, hey, one of our jets, the B-15 Hornet, captured this on its radar. Let people soak that until they get bored of that knowledge, then present some more knowledge. And what they're doing is they're just spilling a little bit of knowledge out of the big barrel full of juice. And pretty soon they're going to spill more and more and more until the whole barrel is pouring out.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of like the soft blow, if you will, like the soft approach instead of just, hey, aliens are
here. Dump it and cause mass hysteria.
Panic and shit. It's like, give them a little bit at a time, and then they'll be able to fucking deal with it.
That's where we were at a loss last time. I'm with you guys. I think there is. I think it's personally a little naive to think that we're the only ones in this galaxy. Well,
just a little,
but
it's a little.
It's, well, just a sprinkle.
Yeah, it's that. It's that. But why now? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the question. Like,
because I think, like, technology that, like, we have.
Well, what I'm saying is, why is the government not hiding it as much anymore? That's the question.
Because, you know, technology is up the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people can see. People can buy a motherfucking Hubble in their iPhone now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People can see that shit. Right. People can see that shit for real.
The next video I want to show for you, if you can bring it up, Luis Elizondo, who was the he was the leader of a secret government program called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
Damn, Rob, you're killing it. First you said that crazy name. You said the name of that fucking program.
That ran from...
Run that again one more time.
the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
Woo!
It's basically UFO. It's basically UFO research.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, he was in charge of this program for years, and it was all kept under wraps. They spent $22 million investigating it, and what he found was that
you're not even looking at notes.
Unequivocally, that there are without question.
Speak my language, man.
I'm probably not even speaking the right language.
Unequivocally.
Without question, UFOs exist. That's what he said. You know, this is like a top government guy.
Yeah.
He's now spilling the beans. He's like, all right, I don't work for the government anymore.
Right.
He's come forward. He's like, I can't speak on everything I've seen
because
I'm still in a contract. But he's like, y'all, they're fucking out there. Anyway, here he is talking about it. And you'll see there's some footage on there while they're talking that they show that was actually released by the government.
Oh, you're talking about the jet?
Jets?
Okay, I want to talk about that
quick. Okay, go ahead,
Now, listen, for the first time in the history of the American government, okay,
The government actually released, this is the government of the United States,
right,
actually released footage of a UFO taken by American fighter jets. Okay, now that's why I say they're starting to break the public in on the idea that there's aliens.
Right.
Because for the first time ever, the American government actually released footage taken by the jets. You know what I'm saying? The high radar system. You know what I'm saying? Rob can probably tell you exactly what that sonar puzzler.
Who the assistant manager was.
Right. And, you know, the air traffic. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they released footage of a UFO. And this UFO is badass.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a look at it.
Yeah, and it's like straight up, they're like, you know, this is legitimate by Air Force pilots tracking these unidentified
now objects. Why is there so many different types of UFOs? I just want to say this real quick. Why is there so many different types of UFOs out there? Because, man, there's 130 billion Earths in our galaxy alone.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to have? Two aliens out there? Types. You're going to have probably 2 million different aliens out there.
Sada.
Now, what was the guy's name that went ahead and spilled the beans?
All right. So this is Luis Elizondo, who is in control of the Advanced name. Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
Damn. All
right.
No.
I believe he ran it from like 2005 to 2012.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, and why is he coming forward now? That's the big thing. Like, this is huge news for UFOologists, the people that study UFOs and shit. This is big news in that world because they're like, what the fuck? You know, now all these people are on the news talking what they know. Like, you know, it's like the slow leak of information. It's like, hey, y'all, getting you ready for something. You know, something big that's about to fucking drop.
Just remember you heard it here first on the Juggalo Show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's
We're competing let's with Joe Rogan footage, on this please. Shit,
last November, Luis Elizondo. Luis, thank you so much for your time tonight. I mean, first, tell us what the purpose of the program was and why it was
Watch that UFO right there, how fresh it is.
The purpose of the program, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, was really designed to do just that. From a national security perspective, identify those things that we see, whether we see them electro-optically, we see them with radar, we see them as eyewitness reports, through a myriad of different ways and avenues that we receive the information, and try to ascertain and determine if that information is a potential threat to national security, in a nutshell.
So what did you find?
Well, we found a lot. I think it's probably been a little bit mischaracterized in some of the social media you see and what people put out, because a lot of times when we don't have a lot of information, we tend to fill in those gaps with what we think is logical. And there's still, by the way, a lot we really don't know. I think what's important is that we have identified some very, very interesting anomalous type of aircraft. Let's call them aircraft. Things that don't have any obvious flight surfaces, any obvious forms of propulsion, and maneuvering in ways that include extreme maneuverability beyond, I would submit, the healthy G-forces of a human or anything biological. Hypersonic velocities, low observability, positive lift, again, seemingly in defying the laws of aerodynamics. So people are talking.
So do you think, but do you believe, you know, when you get that Navy pilot saying what he said, do you think that was, a UFO, to obviously I don't have any other word to use, or that or something else?
Sure, that's a great question. Keeping in mind, it's not just the pilot's testimony on an observation. Sure, when someone comes to you who's in charge of a multi-million dollar weapon platform, who maintains a top secret security clearance, who is paid and trusted by this country to go fight wars and to fly over cities with live munitions, and by the way, they're trained observers with millions of dollars invested in their training, I would submit to you it's pretty compelling. But on top of that, it's not just the eyewitness testimony. It is actual electro-optical data and radar returns. It's also people like radar operators and air traffic controllers. So I think the discussion is should be maybe a little bit broader than that. I think people are focusing just on two videos coming from a set of F-18s when really it's a lot more than that.
So you know, recently, I guess it was in October, astronomers spotted what they say could be the first interstellar asteroid. You see it there, kind of that strange shape from beyond the solar system. What do you see when you look at that?
Well, you know, Ms. Burnett, I have to admit to you, when I ran this program, I was fundamentally looking at, my colleagues looking at two things.
Yeah.
What is it and how does it work? We have deliberately stayed away from going down the rabbit hole of who's behind the wheel and what are their intentions.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have a lot of feelings towards that and are very emotional about that. And what I wanted to do is to allow the data to speak for itself and then use that data to inform leadership, senior DOD leadership, about the potential threat that these type of technologies pose to national security, especially over any type of controlled airspace that we might have. So I'm not trying to be evasive in any way or vague with your answer, but
yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of possibilities.
Look, and I know you think it's important. I know you think that the government didn't take the threat seriously enough. So let me just ask you point blank the question. Do you believe that life from somewhere else, while you ran this program, came here, visited, observed?
I will tell you unequivocally that through the observation, scientific methodologies that were applied to look at this phenomena, that these aircraft, we'll call them aircraft, are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory, nor in any foreign inventory that we are aware of.
So I know you're using, you're being clear, but I mean, the answer is yes.
I can't speak on behalf of the government, obviously. Okay. I'm not in the U.S. government anymore. My personal belief is that there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone.
Just say yes, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, right? Just politically beating around the bush there.
Right. Like, what the fuck, man?
All right.
With the long answer. Yes or no, motherfucker.
Okay, so let me touch on this part a little bit more. Okay, this next guy, if you can get this video up too. This clip is shorter. This is Nick Pope. He was a journalist that worked for the British government. And basically, he talks about that through his investigation, there's actually a threat. It's kind of interesting because Rudy was talking about this. Like, why wouldn't airlines like be running into these things that they're flying all over? Well, this guy's like, yes, they have caused problems, like where planes are almost hitting these flying objects, you know, from time to time. And then he also discusses a little bit in here how the United States government is one of the few governments that are keeping their people from like a disclosure, like UFOs exist, and you know what I mean? Because for years, like Russia, the UK, France, China, Mexico, they've been like reporting on sightings like way before the United States started doing it.
Yeah.
They're like letting their people know, like, yeah, hey, you know, there's some shit up there we don't know about.
But
yeah,
they ain't letting them know about the aliens that have landed.
Right. Yeah. No, nobody's doing that yet. Like, there hasn't been a full blown thing. But like what the United States is doing now with the, you know, and we're going to get into this a little bit later, but all the papers that came out recently that used to be top secret, there was basically a non-disclosure act or whatever that basically got lifted, and basically all this information from the 50s and 60s that used to be top secret, tens of thousands of pages of shit got released on the FBI website they call the Vault, which includes like some of the shit that happened, you know, reports on UFOs and stuff that used to be top secret.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And we'll get to that a little bit later in the program as well. But anyway, if you can run this video real quick on this guy, Nick Pope, he talks about, you know, he talks a lot of interesting things and about, you know, just basically United States government, keeping things a secret, keeping it under wraps from the population.
Hiding. Well, for decades, only crackpots and crazy people believed in UFOs. That's what I thought anyway. And then in recent years, it turns out the governments have been taking them seriously all along.
That guy's a butt Very sniffer, serious. Man. Look He's at that guy.
Nick Pope is a journalist who has spent years researching
That's what
UFOs
I thought anyway.
For the British government. He says that UFOs aren't just
that guy's an official
they also
ass
frequently
kisser.
Come close to crashing into commercial airliners, among other things. Nick Pope joins us tonight. Nick, thank you very much for
Look
coming
at that
on.
Guy.
So it's really not a question of do governments believe UFOs are real? Yes, they do. The United States government does. The British government does. The question is, do they have any idea what they are, where they're from?
No, we don't. We keep an open mind on it. We don't rule anything off, you know, take nothing off the table with this. Our point really is that whatever these things turn out to be, there is a serious defense, national security, and air safety issue here.
Yes. Well, so that's kind of the nub of it, and that is that's where my interest comes from. So why aren't governments encouraging the population to, as they say about terrorism, if you see something, say something, report sightings to the government so we can make sense of this potential threat?
Well, they should be, and that's what we certainly did at the Ministry of Defense for many years. We took it very seriously. Our own pilots were seeing these things. We were having radar operators track them. And we knew, again, through intelligence and through open source material, we knew that the Russians and the Chinese and others were working on this too. The problem was that just the pop culture baggage from the term UFO, flying saucer, little green men, people Right. don't take it seriously. But they should.
So we've ruled out, I think, that these are aircraft, experimental aircraft, or technically advanced aircraft from other countries. Is that true?
Well, no, we keep an open mind, as I say, and some of these things probably are Russian or Chinese, whoever it is, but that's the point. We must find out if there's something in our airspace we need to know. For years, governments said they didn't do this. They did. I did it for the British government. I can only talk about this now because my old employers are gradually declassifying and releasing information about my old job. We now know, of course, the Pentagon had a program too. I think it will take congressional hearings to get to the bottom of all this, not just in the United States, but all around the world. And I'd like to see those congressional hearings.
Commercial pilots have very often reported sighting objects in the air that seem to defy the laws of physics. To what extent are these objects a threat to commercial aviation, potentially?
Well, certainly the British Ministry of Defense and our Civil Aviation Authority, which is the UK equivalent of your FAA, have dozens of cases in our files about near misses, some of which where pilots have had to take evasive action. And again, it comes back to the point, I don't care in one sense what these things are, but when there is this flight safety concern, when we have these near misses, we right. sure
Look
as heck should be doing more to find
thing
out.
Is, man.
That's right. for sure. Nick Pope, really one of the most credible experts on this subject. I hope you will come back on our show. I appreciate it. Good to see you.
Nick right, Pope's short with his answers, man.
That was right to the point. All right, the last thing I want to show you, and then we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss the Gathering of the Juggalos location.
Yeah, we got okay. some stuff to discuss tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And then afterwards, we're going to get back into this for more in depth, you know, to see how far the rabbit hole goes. Before we go on commercial break, though, I want to talk about the last Juggalo show. We were talking about that big meeting that was had. Since then, I did research on it. It was called the Disclosure Project, okay, which is a committee of scientists, military professionals, government officials, people that claim they worked at Area 51. There's literally thousands of people that are on board on this Disclosure Project, all telling their story, like what they know and revealing it. And they met, if you can play the video, they basically met in 2001. There was 500 people at this meeting. All these people willing to speak out and talk and testify.
With Congress, right?
Yeah, with Congress. And they were trying, and the purpose of this is for the government. And we're just going to show a little bit of it here. We don't have to really get into it too long. But they basically, if you can turn it down just a little bit, they basically talk about, their personal experiences, and the purpose of it is to try to get the government to admit
what they know about UFOs, to admit what they've been hiding all this time, to make the public aware. And that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating about this is all these people that are speaking, they're all credible people. You know what I mean?
Generals.
Yeah, they're all like in the government, they're in the military, they're scientists, they're people that worked at Area 51. Mm-hmm. They're all like coming forward and speaking in this momentous moment here.
Yeah.
You know, which was all filmed, you know what I mean, and played nationwide. And it's very fascinating if you have a chance to.
And the reason they're all retired is because when you're in the military, you're not allowed to say nothing about
right.
it.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's against the orders. Your orders are to shut the fuck up and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's why nobody in the military, except for what the military is now releasing, which is, you know, sporadic footage. But these people were all in the military when they had encounters.
Yeah.
With UFOs, I'm talking about. Motherfucking UFOs landed, and they dealt with the aliens. These people are not, you know, junkyard employees.
Right.
Nothing against my fellow junkyard employees, but these people are fucking
like everybody else.
Are you know, high ranking generals and people from the all sorts of important shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if this is something that really interests you, write that down. Basically. The Disclosure Project, and you can watch it right now.
Yeah.
You can watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Right now on YouTube.
And you'll hear testimony after testimony that'll blow your fucking mind.
Also, research Bob Lazar, who was, Bob Lazar was, he was an employee that worked at a place he called S4, which was just outside of Area 51. And basically, his whole life has been campaigning that Area 51 is real. Their UFOs are real. He's worked on them. And basically his whole life he's been, you know, telling the story and basically, you know, to anybody that will listen.
And the government comes back and shuts them down.
The government. It's really interesting because there's this Element 15 is this material that they were working on that they claim they got from the UFOs. And in the documentary, one of the guys asked him, hey, do you have Element 15?
There he is right there, Bob Lazar.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. So anyway.
Handsome gentleman.
Very big shoulders, very small head.
Right. Anyway.
Very observant of you there, Keaton.
Yes, sir. All right. Anyway. So he claims that, you know, and as they're doing the documentary, the guy doing the documentary asked him, hey, do you have Element 15? Do you have any of that Element 15? He said, well, I'm not going to answer it on film. You have to cut your camera off. So he cut the camera off. Okay, so then he told him the story. Mm-hmm. Within a few hours, his whole place was raided by FBI agents.
That's right, because listening to this motherfucker to this day.
Right, you know what I mean?
On satellites, with satellite technology. They're listening to what he says to this day.
Yeah.
They're keeping an eye on him because he worked at Area 51. Right.
They came through with like 30, 40 agents and scoured his whole shop, his home, like looking for whatever he had.
The next day, the next morning after he talked about Element 15.
Don't some people end up dead, though?
Yeah.
Why don't you think he did?
He's one of the guys that went over to wherever it was where they found that little alien, that 6-inch alien.
Yeah.
And he's the one that took DNA out of the alien, brought it back here, and had all kinds of scientists look at it. The scientists were tripping out like, this thing is not human. And then all of a sudden the government comes out and they say, oh, it is human, and it's a hybrid, and this and that.
Yeah.
And it had rapid bone disease, and it's only 6 inches tall, and we can't explain the rest, but it's not an alien. You know what I mean? And they come and discredit it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a fucking alien. Look at it. It's a fucking alien. You know what I'm saying? So, Bob Lazar, you know, we're going to bring him to the gathering, man.
Yeah. That's one of the announcements. He gets his own seminar.
All right, anyway. So yeah, let's go to a commercial break. Again, the Disclosure Project. I highly recommend watching that. Also recommend watching the Bob Lazar documentary that was just filmed. I mean, this
Sirius.
Is all
there's one called Sirius. It's really good.
Right.
It's not spelled right. It's a weird kind of Sirius.
Yeah. You know, these are people that, you know, they're like, you know, nobody's listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They talk and they tell their stories. I mean, people are listening, but it's like an awakening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like slowly people are becoming more aware.
Getting woke.
That this shit is real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And more people like Bob Lazar and all these people are coming forward and they're like, man, listen to what I know.
Yeah.
What I can fucking tell you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're not all of them are getting shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the government is now like opening a door, you know, since 2001.
Yep.
I feel like that's when it started, like early, or like 2000 maybe. They've opened that door where they're like, all right, we're going to let these motherfuckers live. And say what they know and let it just kind of seminate, like get it out there and let mm-hmm. it just kind of like, you know, grow in the people's minds so that they become more comfortable with the idea that there might be UFOs out there. There might be aliens here, yeah. You know, right at this time. But anyway, when we come back from commercial break, we're going to get into the gathering of the Juggalos. We're going to disclose the location, mm-hmm. the date, if you will, the 20th annual.
Yeah.
Listen to the Rob All Aliens talk. Yeah. We're going to disclose the location.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. I was waiting for the X-Files project. Music to sprinkle through.
It's all alien
this isn't
talk.
A secret anymore. This is real, right. People.
What planet
the gathering,
will the gathering be
the
on
the gathering
this
is
year?
Real.
What planet?
All right. So
city up in flames, Detroit, we all insane. Every block is all the same. I'm with the mob, but it's Daniel Lane. My niggas raw and they all wanna bang. It's 7 Mile, we don't call it a gang. Just homies down the ride. They always right outside, waiting for infiltration, but patient with information. Ready to make a statement with no fucking hesitation. My words are universal, but I'm still one of a kind. Spent all my life coming up on my grind. Knew in my heart I was blessed with the shine. I gave my style a tweak for niggas who thought I peaked. For haters who ever have doubted that your boy was ever about it. Feeling dumb as they eating they syllables. I'm the one laughing holding my genitals. I'm a general mixed with a criminal. From the streets and I came up with nothing. Now I'm preaching the pain and the suffering. How I came from the bottom straight hustling. Scooped up by psychopathic, saved my life and helped my growth. A couple years later now I'm crying it up and so.
We are back.
Back.
And now we must reveal what we know about the Gathering of the Juggalos.
We are men of our word.
20th annual. Anthony, if you will, you have the graphic ready. We now bring to you the 20th annual Gathering of the Juggalos, known as the Super Gathering, if you will. 20 fucking years.
20 years.
It is going to be at none other than Shimmer Forest.
Ooh.
In Springville, Indiana. And you're asking, like, where is that? It is a very discreet location that is about an hour south of Indianapolis.
Ooh,
we're talking
okay.
about it right in between Indianapolis, St. Louis, Louisville, very close to Cincinnati.
Okay.
In the Midwest.
Yeah.
Now, this area, I will say, is fucking perfect. Like, it is, yeah. it is like, you know, me and Billy went down there. We checked out the ground.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It is literally a forest. Plenty of fucking trees. Everybody, the whole entire family, you will easily be able to pitch a tent underneath the fucking trees of the forest
yeah.
if you want. But there's plenty of fields as well to set up all the staging and everything we need. The size is over twice as big as Legend Valley was.
No shit. Yeah,
it's fucking spacious.
So there's going to be a lot of shade.
A lot of shade.
Oh, my God.
There's a small stream running through the property. you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like a little slice of paradise, man. It's yeah. fucking great. And they do festivals there. Uh-huh. So it's no, you know, they're no strangers to putting on shows there. And
the people that run the property down there, they're fucking great, man. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I knew right away just talking to him on the phone. He mm-hmm. called me at, like, the main guy down there. He called me, I don't know, what I think it was like 10 o'clock at night. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got your email. We've been talking about it. And it was like talking to one of my best friends. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like I was just clicking with them.
Which is fucking
like,
rare.
Swear words are flying. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. You know, just real relaxed. You know what yeah. I mean? And I'm like, all right, this guy's the shit.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we talked on the phone, went down there, checked it out. And it was like, it was like, man, it's just the perfect spot. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So we're real lucky to have it. And And like I said, the people know what the gathering is. They're mm-hmm. they're super familiar with it, super down to bring it in. They've been waiting. There's just so much flavor we have in store. It's going to be one of yeah. the, if not the biggest gathering we've ever done. We got to go big on this one.
We
it's
have
the 20th
to.
Annual. Everybody needs to fucking come out.
Yep.
It's the super gathering.
It's yeah. the super gathering of all gatherings. I mean, celebrating 20 fucking years. It's the longest mm-hmm. independent rap festival in the world. You know what I'm saying? No corporate sponsorship at all.
Yep.
Look at how sweet that logo is, man.
I know. Right.
Props to Tom Wood. Man. Tom Wood fucked it up as he always does. Yep. Schooling it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just like, I'm super geek, man. It's awesome. The Big Baller Sites, I could tell you a little bit about it, just a little
yeah,
bit.
Absolutely.
The Big Baller Sites, running water at every one.
Wow.
Running power. I don't know what it's called, but the fucking septic tank removal system right there on the site. You could just pull your vehicle there and dump mm-hmm. the shit right there. It's like, wow. it's going to be off the chain.
Dump your poop right in the
You
right
can poop in the hole. Right save time hole. And poop in the hole.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we look for. We look yep. for poop dumpage.
That is priority number one.
We found a place
one.
Willing to let everybody dump their poop. So,
all right, anyway, I'm just telling y'all.
It's not easy.
This is a yeah. this is a slam dunk, man. Yeah. This is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just a great location, perfect mm-hmm. location. I love it. Fucking trees everywhere. Fucking beautiful, pristine land. It's just perfect for the gathering, man. Yeah. It gets no better. I didn't even know it existed until, like, you know, probably about, like, half a year ago. And I was yeah. like, what the fuck is this place?
All you right. had eyes on it for that long?
I've been on everything, man. Nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. we've been having doors slammed in our face left and right. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's only when we work with ninjas, then they're like, oh, shit, and then they love mm-hmm. us. You know what I mean? But before they even know what it is, you know how it is, man. Like
absolutely.
Like, people just think it's, like, the worst shit in the world until they actually, you know, until we bring it to their home. And then they're like, oh, okay, you know, there's a lot of respect and love, you know, all the mm-hmm. way around. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so, yeah, very proud. This is a great moment to be celebrating with all y'all.
Yeah.
20 years of yeah. epicness, you know, 20 years of getting together and fellowship, the greatest family reunion on earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it moves around, man, much like a carnival.
Traveling circus,
just keeps
man.
It moving, you know.
We don't want to hear none of this bullshit about this being the last gathering too, because yeah. that's bullshit.
You know, yeah. they said that in what is it?
They said that in 1998.
That ain't never gonna stop. That ain't never gonna stop.
You know,
yeah.
like we always said, it don't matter. There'll yeah. always be a gathering, no matter what. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like, you know, there's always gonna be a gathering, and this one's gonna be fucking huge, man.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be great. On the lower tip, I hate to like be the bearer of bad news, but like basically for those who've been waiting around, I know a lot of y'all have been waiting around for the Dark Carnival Games Con news and stuff like that. Unfortunately, this year it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
we're going to come back in 2020. I'm already looking at places. I already got like three really good fucking locations for 2020. Mm-hmm. It's just that we decided that for this year, because of Fearless Fred Fury, which is a huge project, taking a lot of work, and the yeah. 20th annual, we want to just totally hone in and focus on that and make those two projects bigger than fucking life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you right now, nobody has more love for mm-hmm. the Dark Carnival Games Con than me. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I love the fucking Dark Carnival Games Con. It will be coming back in 2020. I'm working on it now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And my plan is, like, within the next couple of months to at least announce a date and a location for it. You know what I'm saying?
Fresh.
Just so people are like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's when it's going to be.
We got a couple spots in mind already with some good poopage.
Yeah, don't you right. will be able to take your shit.
No, they're indoors. DCG they're indoors. Con. No, they're indoors. But yeah, so that will be going down. So, you know, definitely apologize for that.
No, it's good. But like I said, there was me and you were talking yesterday, and we were talking about discussing it tonight. And And we had seen when everyone was saying online, everyone was wondering, you know, right, because it usually is in the spring.
Right, yeah.
And it's coming close.
That's when,
you know,
it's going to be.
Well, you know what, man? It's not every year. It's the 20th annual gathering.
That, exactly.
It's not every year. It's the super gathering.
Yep.
It's not every year we're dropping a Joker's card.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, it's just a very, very busy year for us. We don't have a giant staff.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, just enough to handle what we're taking on.
Yeah.
And we're working around the clock, man. We work around the clock, you know. When this show's over, we go right back to work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All night long while you're snoozing, you're catching all those winks, getting all that beauty rest. We're up here fucking working, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Even from, I mean, shit, even when you're at the house trying to enjoy a video game, you're on there dropping news and you
working,
know what I'm saying?
Working.
It's nonstop.
But in reality, you know, serious tip, it is the super gathering this year. That's going to be a gathering of epic proportions.
Yeah.
And it is the Fearless Fed Fury album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had to take a year off on the Dark Carnival Games Con, you know, just to handle all the plates we're juggling right now. You know what I'm saying? But
you know,
we'll be back.
On a side tip, I know some ninjas have been hitting me up about the Oracle of the Three Rings expansion for Into the Echo Side. That will be put up on the store, but I want to say that it is very nearly sold out. The expansion.
Really?
Yeah, the expansion for Into the Echo Side, Oracle of the Three Rings. And then when the Dark Carnival Game Con, we do come back in 2020 to do it, there'll definitely be a couple new games that are in the pipeline right now, for that event. So, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Do it up right.
Okay.
Releasing new games at the con.
I didn't even know that.
That's my vision for the Dark Carnival Games Con is at least one new game every time, or an expansion for a game every time that con happens. So there's like something new debuting, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. Keep it fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, like, plus we didn't even, it just totally went under the radar. We have two sold out fucking Juggalo Day nights that also is coming too.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a plethora of shit happening. Right. Leading into our next topic we have to talk about, there is a Joker's card coming out here in 2 weeks, and we have a shitload of release parties for those too. So if you're unfortunate enough to make it down to New Orleans, there's going to be record listening parties scattered all across the country. There's even a couple more dates that have been added, such as Las Vegas and Seattle. We heard you loud and clear, and we worked out a spot there. So we will have dates there as well. We can give some breaking news, at least for where me and you will be.
Oh, yeah.
Come these record release parties. The way that it's set up, for those of you guys that haven't heard too much about it, each one of these shows, when you get a ticket to the show, your ticket is a copy of Fearless Fred at the Door. Right.
So you're basically getting in for free.
Yeah. You're going there to buy the album and you get a free party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thought process. It's
all across the United States.
That's crazy as
fuck.
It
is crazy. It's,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to make it as dope as possible. And even if you just want to go there, buy your album, go the fuck home, that's up to you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be in Omaha, Nebraska.
You're in Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm not even 100% sure if I've ever been to Omaha.
Right.
I'm not.
Well, you're going,
I probably have. I'm pretty sure.
Fred's taking you to Omaha.
Yeah, that's,
and he
what
says
I'm,
you're gonna fucking love it. He
that's
likes
awesome.
It in Omaha.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to a place I've never been, to a state I've never even been, and that's Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh,
so
nice,
I will
man.
Be at the Sioux Falls show. A lot of these shows will have their own special theme. That's something we all talked about. Everyone's gonna have a dope fucking special theme. Mm-hmm. I can announce that mine is gonna be the Fight Back Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Tournament. Where I'll be bringing my Nintendo there,
and
we're
awesome,
gonna be
video
gaming it up, you know, in between acts. And this jersey I'm wearing, we might have one very similar that that the champion may take home. So that's gonna be my theme. What's the theme of your show? Do you got one?
We got basically game shows that I'm gonna be running.
Okay,
it's something I, you know, obviously that we've done at the gatherings before, but just recently I hosted some for a poetry event my daughter was hosting.
Nice.
And I was like, hey, let me run this game show for you. And I did, and it was fucking off the chain, man.
No shit.
We had mad fun doing it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And then I'll be running tournaments as well for Into the Echo Side and stuff like that for those that are interested.
Hell, what other cities we got parties in?
We have our other Juggalo show co-host, Rude Boy, who couldn't be here tonight. Everything's all right. He just had a lot of things going on, as we all do. He will be in Denver, Colorado. We have Ouija Mac will be in Las Vegas, his hometown. We have, for those going to New Orleans for Juggalo Day, that Friday at House of Blues, there's the Mardi Gras event. I believe Light is going to be running that show as well.
Yeah.
So
I know the Wolfpack's going to be
Wolfpack's in Philadelphia, and they're going to be live streaming from Psychopathic TV,
right,
which is going to be super fucking dope. You know, so each show is going to have its own themes, its own fucking fun flavor. So regardless, man, if you don't go out to the store to pick up the album, go pick it up at this venue, man, and have a free fucking party. There's going to be a lot more announcements coming very soon. But we have a list of dates up right now at psychopathicrecords.com. Just go ahead to the show date section. But yeah, man, come out, support, have fun. It's Fearless fucking Fred time, man. We're in Fearless Fred mode, and we're
entering a brand new era.
It's a new
man.
Era. It's come on, man. It's a new Joker's card, and this one I cannot fucking wait. I know you can't wait.
You know the moon turned red a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody saw that in the Midwest.
Yep.
But the moon turned not pink,
right, it was
not purple.
Red, yeah.
That shit was fucking red.
You're talking about the eclipse?
Red eclipse.
Yep.
Right, yeah,
it was blood red.
It was blood red moon.
Right, it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's just the way things are going down.
And it was one of it was the super moon too.
Yeah,
it was like crazy big in the fucking night sky.
Yeah,
it was
so
fucking wild. It was the most wild, unreal thing I've seen in a long, long time, man.
Right, yeah.
And they say it's not gonna be like that for 10 more years or something.
Yeah, at minimum. Yeah,
right.
Crazy.
What's the timing? You know, I'm like, look at Mother Nature. Look at the universe giving us some free promo.
That's
you know?
Right.
We'll fucking take it.
All right.
Oh, we got it. One more thing I want to before we dive too much into it. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Shaggy Tudope, is out on the road right now on the Fuck the Fuck Off Motherfucker tour. He just sent in a video clip tonight of he was going to do a little, talk about science, a little project for you guys. Maybe you guys seen those videos where when it's so cold outside, people throw the boiling water and it evaporates the minute it touches air.
Oh, shit.
It's gone. It disappears.
Okay.
So if you take a pot of boiling water right now, if we were to walk outside and throw it, by the time it hits the air, it's gone. So
that real? Is that true?
Dead serious. So he decided at the venue he was at to go try that, but things went a little wrong. So we're gonna play that clip that that Shaggy sent us throwing a pot of hot boiling
scalding water on the crowd.
Yeah,
let's take a look.
Let's take a look.
I don't give a fuck.
Now that's a nanny goat. Oh, he scalded his face.
I don't think it works so good.
So he, instead of throwing it long ways, decided to go straight up into the air.
That's great.
And wanted to inform people that he is okay. He has a couple burns, but that will stop him.
He has third-degree burns about the face, the buttocks, and the chest, and the broad shoulders, and the neckocks.
So, yes.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the neckocks. But it's just below the chin, above the shoulders, the neckox.
So they're out on the road right now. Make sure you guys go catch them. They're touring all the way up to fucking Juggalo Day. Jeez, oh, Pete's, man. There's just so much shit happening in this building right now.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna finish our discussion on UFOs for those that want to see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yes.
When we come back,
we got a couple more things we want to discuss.
We will present live footage. Juggalos of an alien spacecraft landing in the Psychopathic Records parking lot when we come back.
Right.
When we come back, just don't say shit about
how
it.
Dope was, how dope would that be if we can just bring out an alien just like right now?
We'll have an alien when we come back, a live extraterrestrial right here in the studio when we come back.
All right, awesome.
Right when we get back. Hang on. Live aliens in a studio.
I gotta put some swag on it. Psychopathic shit. Forever the hatchet man.
Juggalo for life.
Yeah.
Drop down the scrubs, but my tail is telling tight. My star is shining.
Put the necessary words.
all that energy, any ammo crew be the source. What you know about shine? What you know about skills? What you know about a real ninja? What you know about a motherfucking pimp that'll get you props if I took a picture with ya? Holes off a pussy like a pizza slice, and don't care if I only wanna smash them. Cause they know they in the presence of a bad one. And they know I'm then blessed if I stab one. Juggle up for life.
Yeah.
Drop down the scrubs, but my tail and telling tight. My star is shining bright. Fuck the internet, I be out here living life. I have paid the price.
You made it.
Put the necessary work in, and now I'm set for life. I like my legs tight. I'm a single rich star, fucking hotties every night. Got a show tonight. See me under lights.
Yeah.
Everyone unites.
Yeah.
No one ever fights.
No.
Ninjas give me love.
Woo.
Ninjas give me sex.
Hot sex.
Billy gives me checks.
A lot.
What the fuck is next?
Aye.
She asked what I want.
Yeah.
I said I want two.
Yeah.
Her pussy for me.
Yeah.
While she pussy eating you.
Oh.
A fantasy's my life.
Forever.
You jammed to what I write.
Turn up.
All my shit is tight.
Lit up.
I'm fucking your wife.
Okay, so the Freedom of Information Act, if you will, is basically what the Freedom of Information Act does is it allows anybody to request access to FBI records, federal records. Like anybody can request access to it. They can say, hey, I want these papers. Can you give them to me?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the FBI, the federal agents, government, and all that, they're not going to release stuff that might be detrimental or harmful, whatever they, you know, for the public to have, right? Yeah. So, but anybody can put in the request, hey, I want this. Now, there's been ninjas out there, people that have been pioneering for the government with the Freedom of Information Act to release information about like the Roswell incident,
yeah.
Project Blue Book and all that. And for many, many years, the Project Blue Book was like the government's secret UFO investigation that ended in 1969, a long time ago. But during that time, there was the Roswell incident and all these other things. So they released all the information,
right.
Supposedly.
Right.
The Roswell incident is not in there. So there's, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, they released the information, but they deleted a lot of shit before mm-hmm. they did it, you know. But you could go on there right now and see all the stuff about, like, Al Capone and all this other shit, too. Like,
right.
The JF Kennedy assassination and all this other stuff. There's tens of thousands of pages you can leaf through and just try to find stuff. And people are scouring through this. But one of the main things, the top most looked at articles are all about UFOs, like the Project Blue Book especially. Here's a video, if you can, Anthony, if you can bring it up. Basically, where the news is covering this, like that everybody's looking at it. And this one document is really fascinating. Everybody's honing in on it because there was, I think it was an Air Force man or something. He claims to have found disc, basically UFOs that contain alien bodies in them. And these are in official documents that were handed in to like Roosevelt or whatever, right. At the time, like, so it's like, everybody's like freaking out over this, like, oh shit, they deleted all this shit, but they didn't delete everything, it's 10,000s of pages, yeah. Maybe they skipped this or whatever. But anyway, if we can bring up this video, I want you to see it. But this is big news too. The fact that all this information has been released.
Yeah. The unexplained. Well, now UFO enthusiasts have more food for thought. Nearly 130,000 pages of it.
She would get it.
The Air Force has recently made public Project Blue Book, an archive of UFO reports and investigations dating back to the 1940s. The report includes more than 12,000 sightings made by military members and civilians. While most of the cases were explained as either satellites, weather balloons, high-flying jets, or even meteors,
and other bullshit,
still hundreds of cases remain unidentified.
Drones.
We have UFO enthusiast John Greenwald to thank for the files. He petitioned for them to be made public for nearly two decades by filing Freedom of Information Act requests. Project Blue Book was terminated in 1969 when the Air Force discontinued UFO investigations, concluding that UFOs were not a threat to national security, did not represent advancements in technology, and that there was no evidence to suggest that sightings categorized as unidentified were extraterrestrial vehicles. But there is a gaping omission in the files. There is no mention of the famed 1947 Roswell, New Mexico incident. So, the truth may still be out there.
All right, if you can bring up that next video too. This next video, which is about as short as that one, that's the one that explains, the most popular one is about that disc with the 3-foot bodies that were found inside of it. There was an official document. It's like totally official. Like,
it was a drone.
With baby drones.
But like what's apparent to me is like she's saying like 130,000 pages.
Yeah.
Like they probably had a team scouring through before they released the shit and like was omitting shit, like, removing pages and making it look, cleaning it up before they released what they released. And some of the shit just slipped through.
Yeah.
They were like,
conveniently.
They were late.
Yep.
Agent Tom, take this. Did you check this stack? Yeah, I did. You sure? Yeah, okay. All right, these are done.
I mean,
hand me that stack over there.
There's human error. So people are going through, like, with a comb.
Yeah.
Like, nitpicking these fucking files.
So it's like they released what they wanted you to see.
Yeah, I think it's...
Or what they accidentally let us see.
Right.
It's called the FBI Vault. You can look at them right now. I think it's just FBIvault.com. I'm not 100% on that, but if you Google FBI Vault, it'll take you right to the site, and you can go through the shit yourself, man, and just see if you can find anything.
A lot easier to Google than linear space cluster.
All right, let's play this next clip here.
Space aliens and a UFO crash is the FBI's most searched for document online. CNN's Brian Todd quickly explains why it has stirred up so much intrigue.
The memo's all of two paragraphs. Agent Guy Hoddle, then head of the FBI's Washington field office, writes that an Air Force investigator stated that three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico. They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers, approximately 50 feet in diameter. Not only that, each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. John Fox is the FBI's historian.
This was never followed up on, right?
No. In fact, it says right here, no further evaluation was attempted concerning the above.
Why not?
From what's written here, from what we can read, it certainly looks like they thought that this was third-hand information, that this was not necessarily a hoax, which it could well have been, but that someone was simply reporting hearsay.
Well, the FBI says that other popular documents on the site are the ones relating to Jimmy Hoffa, Bonnie and Clyde, and Osama bin Laden.
I like how she's like, huh.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Touché. You
know, there's salt in the game.
Yeah. Like, that's great. But anyway, you know, people are really latching on to that document.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, this is an official document sent by an official person to another, like, you know, to Roosevelt or whatever the fuck. And basically, it's like proof. Like, that's how they're taking it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it's fascinating stuff. I don't have the time to look through 130,000 pages of documents, but it's really cool that they did release all this official shit that you can now look through, you know, based on that one ninja that campaigned for it for like 20 years or whatever the fuck. So at the start of the show, you know, we showed that clip about UFOs covered in the news, and I just want to show you some more really fascinating UFO footage that was covered in the news. To me, I like this better than anything else, especially this, not this first one, the second one we're going to show you. This ninja has basically been in Denver, Colorado, and he set up these high-speed cameras recording.
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to see, and I just want to tell you what you're going to see before you even see it, just so you're really paying attention. What you're going to see is he says like twice a week he records these flying objects that are going from the surface around Denver up into the sky and then back, and then also from the sky back into the earth. And they're moving so fast, you can't see them with the naked eye. Like, that's how they're like instantaneous. So then the news crew from CNN set up their own camera and did their own test and revealed the exact same shit he did.
Drones.
Right, yeah. Moving faster than the eye can see, flying objects. And it's like, to me, I wanna talk about it for a minute. To me, like, what is that that's flying back and forth, and why is there a routine, right? They're fucking going to work. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, that's the only equivalent we can do. It's like they're coming down for a purpose, doing some shit, and they're going back up to wherever the fuck they're going. Right. It's like they're a routine. They're going to work. You know, maybe it's an underground base. There's a lot of speculation about the underground bases.
Right.
A lot of ninjas coming forward with stories about secret.
How did he find it, though? Underground bases? First find it?
This ninja, man, he's like super ninja. Like, he's got cameras set up all over the fucking place. You can just tell. Watch when they show him. He doesn't want to be identified because he doesn't want to be assassinated. But he's like, right?
What a bitch.
All right, anyway, let's roll this first footage, and then the second clip I'm going to show you is actually the guy from Denver. But to me, that's the most wig-flipping shit.
Yeah, I want
to
talk about that when we come back. Yeah. You showed me this one. And I got one question.
Rob, okay. You got the one where that white thing, where they're doing the weather, and the white thing goes underneath the camera, and the lady's like, wait, back that up.
I don't have that one.
Oh, man.
Part three coming next time. Part three.
Right. Part two in our 9-series.
So this
aliens,
is the news
real or
covering
hoax?
More UFO sightings. Mm-hmm. Let's get into this.
Mexican
it's fascinating.
Air Force pilot
fascinating.
Capturing on videotape what are said to be 11. Count them, 11 UFOs.
Now we showed this, I believe, in the last show, but I just want to show it. I want to show it again.
Some sharp.
I really want this to sink
in. Quickly across the sky, the tape called historic by some. Members of the Mexican Defense Department saying it's the first time UFOs have had the backing of any country's armed forces. Now, a group of activists calling on the United States government to end what it says is an embargo on the truth about extraterrestrial life. What is that thing on your screen? With us now from Washington is Stephen Bassett, founder and executive director of the Extraterrestrial Phenomena Political Action Committee. Last time he was here, he was running for Congress, was unsuccessful in that venture. But I will ask you today, sir, the Mexican government, the Mexican military says, hey, we took these pictures. These are UFOs. What was that? Do you know?
This is significant for two reasons, Shepard. One, this is released by the Defense Ministry of Mexico. This is a message being sent to the United States government that Mexico and many other governments are losing patience with our government's intransigence in ending this embargo. Other messages have been sent by France in 1999 with a Cometa report, and by the United Kingdom when they released a substantial number of documents regarding the Bentwaters case in 2000. Many countries know about the extraterrestrial presence, but they've deferred to the United States with regard to the timing of when disclosure would take place, but they're simply losing patience.
How do we know this, by the way?
Well, we know it by paying attention. I've been following this now for 10 years. We call it the politics of disclosure, the disclosure process. Hundreds of government witnesses in this country have come forward, and other governments are putting pressure on our government. The media hasn't covered it thoroughly enough, Shepard. If it did, it would learn about some of the things I'm mentioning here, and also learn about thousands of other videos and photographs that have been taken over Mexico by Mexican citizens.
There's absolutely no question about that, and his number thousands is accurate since 1991. Thousands of pictures and videotapes of discs, but never anything like this taken by such sophisticated cameras on board military vehicles.
Oh, there's been plenty of...
But not as clear and widespread as this and government confirmed in this way. I'm just saying that these are unusual in that
way. Oh, no, it's happened many times before, but this is the first time it's been released. Believe me, there is evidence like this in the archives of every major first world government in the country, but they release this publicly in a news conference in Mexico City. That's the difference.
Studies have been done that, quote, clearly indicate the likelihood of an extraterrestrial explanation. But there are people sitting out there, I'm hoping there are millions of people watching at the moment, who are saying, this is nutty. Why, you know, why do we even talk about such things?
The polls show otherwise, Shepard. CNN, Time, Reuters polls, last 10 years, consistently. 50% of all Americans believe the extraterrestrial explanation accounts for these sightings. Up to as many as 90% of Americans believe the government is outright lying. The polls are unambiguous. Year after year, the same thing. In fact, if you could talk anonymously to people, even in Congress, probably 50% of members of Congress already confirmed, convinced that the extraterrestrial presence explains this phenomena. Disclosure is at hand. It is very close, and the American people need to prepare themselves very soon for an announcement from our government that there is, in fact, an extraterrestrial presence engaging this planet and the human race.
All right. Well, there you have it. Very interesting.
Thank
you. We'll
try to find out more about Stephen Bassett is one of the speakers for the Disclosure Project that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
One of the top official ninjas that's like come forward and is like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Tell the truth. All right, this next footage we're going to show you, if you can bring it up as soon as you can. This is the – I just really want – and if we can pause it after this Denver thing, because this Denver thing to me is like – to me, it's the craziest shit ever. Like, you know, the fact that there's a news team, you know, a news crew out there, they set up their own fucking camera and they verify what this ninja has been studying for months and months, like just these flying objects going up and down from Denver, moving faster than the human eye can even see.
And it's not even like blowing up everywhere.
Right. Yeah. How is that not? But it is, you know, the news is covering it though.
Yeah.
That's
right,
what I'm saying. They're like, this is going on. But like people are still, they just don't want to see. They're not ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't want to open their minds to the truth. They don't want to see. They don't want to know about it. You know, because it's terrifying to think about. Because people are terrified what they don't understand. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people on the outside are terrified of juggalos. Because they don't understand us.
Absolutely. It's easier to dismiss something you don't understand.
Right.
It's way fucking easier.
And it's also scary to think about, aliens and why are they here?
We like our little peaceful
Right. You know what I mean? Like, are they here to like wipe us out? Because if they are, they could take us out in a second.
We've all seen one too many videos.
All right. Let's see... let's go ahead and roll this footage right here, because this is some dope shit for real.
It's not a bird.
You're going up and up and up.
It's not a plane.
Here it's flipping around.
Even this aviation expert is mystified.
I can't identify it.
We first learned about these strange sightings when this metro area man, who does not want to be identified, brought us his home video.
You're gonna see a little burst of fire right there, kind of a thruster.
He captured the images on his digital camera from a hilltop in Federal Heights, looking south towards downtown Denver.
Mile High is right about here.
He says the flying objects appear around noon or 1 p.m. at least a couple of times a week.
You're gonna see it come in from the top, do a little loopy-doop.
The strangest part is they are flying too fast to see with the naked eye. This is the video in real time.
Poof, see it? That was it.
But if you slow it down frame by frame, it's there. We altered the color contrast to help you see it. Here's another one in real time. This is what it looks like slowed down.
We wanted to verify that the video we saw was legit, so our photojournalist came out here with his camera. He set up in the same spot on 84th and Federal, and he shot video from just before noon until just after 1.
And when we slowed down our photographer's video, we saw this flying object.
I would consider myself an expert.
Aviation expert Steve Cowell is a former commercial pilot, instructor, and FAA accident prevention counselor.
It's very strange.
He thought he would have a logical explanation until he watched the video.
That is not an airplane. That is not a helicopter. Those are not birds. I can't identify it.
But in his professional opinion,
as it fits the definition, it's an unidentified flying object.
The FAA tracks all air traffic in Colorado and across the country. The FAA sent us a statement saying, "We've checked with air traffic control and no one has had any reports of the activity you describe, nor have any of our employees observed anything of this nature either visually or on their radar displays." The North American Aerospace Defense Command is located in Colorado Springs. It keeps an eye on the skies in case of an air attack against the U.S. NORAD sent us this statement. Our command center reviewed their records and they did not have any noted air activity in the Denver area during the times you indicated.
We have unusual things around here.
All right, hold on. Pause it for a minute.
It's crazy.
Okay, yeah. So straight up, CNN came out there. I mean, do you realize what's going on right now? Like, to me, that's like the loaded gun.
Yeah.
You can't fucking deny it anymore. Like, you know, those things are moving faster than I can see. They're coming and going like clockwork in the Denver area. Sorry, Denver, you might be under attack. You might be the first to go. Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. But they're coming and going like going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're flying up to where? You know what I'm saying? Like back to the mothership or wherever they're going, but they're coming and going like apparently into the ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this guy, he's been tracking it. And the fact that CNN, there's two fascinating things about that. This, the fact that CNN came out there with their own film crew and verified it. Okay. And then the fact that it's even airing on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like that whole soft sell thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where they're like kind of loosening up the public to kind of accept what's going on. Like, let's just keep dropping these little tidbits until everybody's more prepared for the big bomb to drop. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is if the original guy's filming that and it's going up and down and then they bring their camera, they put it in the same spot, it's going up. Why aren't we moving forward a little bit? Let's see where it's going.
Obviously,
you know
they're
saying?
Probably trying to do that. I mean, if they're right on top of it, they're not going to reveal themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're observing from extreme ranges. You're still doubting?
No, I'm not doubting.
I'm just asking.
I just want more.
Yeah, of course.
I believe it.
Of course.
That
they're at extreme ranges like spies right now.
Yeah.
Zooming in on the shit.
But you just get like ground, or there has to be some kind of like marking of where it's hitting, or, you know, like send a whole team. You should be able to, with technology, at least pinpoint a rough area
I feel like the UFOs, like, they don't want to be seen. Like, the aliens, they don't want to be seen.
No, so they've made that clear.
If they know your presence, if they know you're filming, if you're, like, close, like, you know what I mean? Like, that guy's probably at extreme ranges doing this.
Right.
That's the only reason they're not even detected.
What was that fresh-ass shit you were showing at the beginning with that spiral-spinning fucking crazy thing?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. Man. All right, play the rest of that video, though. This is some other compelling stuff that was been reported in the news recently. All this stuff, I believe, was in 2017. This clip is all stuff from 2017.
So very recent.
This is all recent, yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot more.
Yeah.
But this case, we didn't know what it was. I was looking for a nice buck to be showing up on the trail camera, actually.
7:24, deer appear and all is normal. 7:29, a dim light appears. 7:35, it gets brighter. 7:53, a weird shape appears on the camera.
Woo!
The deer are lit up brightly. But how? The cameras are infrared and don't emit light. 7:56, another sharper light appears. Then it gets much closer, seemingly focused on the deer. It looks like headlights, but well off the ground and there's no road. Then it flies away. Another deer is seen looking at a light that seemingly comes from nowhere.
And could this be a UFO?
It looks like it's moving with the clouds.
Come on, you see this?
It could be, but it's a drone.
That's crazy.
I mean, what else is it?
Reporting over this bizarre video shot near a military base in Dayton, Ohio, that appears to show an object hovering and disappearing in the clouds. Here's another sighting.
Oh, one of those? I see those all the time.
Allegedly seen in the skies over Dayton, believed to be the same.
It's a hot air balloon.
What do you think about this? May have an opinion.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base there, long believed to be housing all sorts of military craft. There have been a number of military members that have gone on the record about what they're housing at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. The truth is out there.
Is the astronaut Scott Kelly trying to tell us something? Take a close look at this picture. The American astronaut is living on the International Space Station, tweeting out some pictures of what some people say maybe UFOs. Take a look at the upper right corner. Two bright lights seem to be connected to one another. You can see that in the red circle. Well, neither Kelly nor NASA has commented on that comic cosmic conspiracy. Look at that right there. What do you think? UFOs?
Pretty weird.
Come on, let's
have some
fun today.
Pretty much conclusive evidence.
The FBI coming clean on an infamous top secret UFO file, releasing a 60-year-old report that details the capture of three flying saucers and their alien passengers in Roswell, New Mexico. Oh, really, Trace Gallagher? Is that a fact?
You think this is a joke, bitch?
I mean, this UFO document is more popular than the FBI investigations into celebrities, into civil rights leaders. I mean, since the FBI released this, 1.5 million people have taken a look at it. Now, the document was actually written back in 1950 by Guy Hoddle. It's this guy. He was the head of the D.C. office of the FBI at the time. Now, the memo was relaying a story about flying saucers and spacemen that was witnessed in New Mexico by people including a police officer, a highway patrolman, and an Army guard. The memo was sent to then FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover, and it was kind of detailing what they saw. It reads in quote here, "They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers, approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture."
Police dash cam in West Virginia caught this bright light. Look at that. More than 200 sightings were reported across 13 states. NASA says it was likely a meteor. A similar fireball was seen streaking across the sky over Japan Monday night, setting social media ablaze with witness accounts. In Chicago, however, this light moved slowly across the sky. NASA says that may have just been a piece of space junk.
This is over Iowa. Experts are not sure exactly
it's
what
like they
it
called
is,
their intern. It's fucking space junk or something. I got shit to do.
Maybe some space junk or something.
A UFO sighting in Chile. The country's government there releasing these pictures showing what they believe to be an unidentified flying object. The UFO was spotted by mine workers saying that the object was silent, flying low, and slow over the area for more than an hour. The Chilean officials in the government, they say it's not ours. And the Aeronautical Society says we had no planes in the sky. We don't know what it is. And they've ruled out meteorological data. I mean, it was a beautiful sunny day, no clouds. What do you guys think?
Noticed anything strange in the sky lately? If you answered yes, you're not alone.
UFO sightings in Manitoba are soaring. Now, the most recent came this past weekend over the skies in Brandon. And there is video. CTV's Sheila North Wilson joins us now to explain.
Sheila, what was spotted?
Strange lights. The man who shot the video shot about 2 minutes worth, and he says that it was a series of lights turning on and off. The man says the lights followed him for about 20 kilometers, and he believes they may have come from a UFO. And he's not alone in believing that we are not alone. The numbers for UFO sightings are actually on the rise, and some believe Manitoba is a hotbed of activity for flying saucers.
Those are the lights right there. They're in the air.
Clearly shocked, the man who shot this cell phone video is trying to make sense of what he's seeing.
I am shaking right now.
He shot the images near Brandon on Saturday. He himself doesn't want to be identified, but says he thinks the lights are coming from a UFO.
We want to get to this. A mystery sighting in the skies above Pennsylvania. Residents of a community outside Harrisburg saw a strange object flying overhead on Monday night, and they even managed to capture it on tape. And ABC's Brandi Hitt is here now to explain. There's a lot of speculation on this.
Oh, yes, and it's still a big mystery this morning. Good morning, everyone. Residents in Harrisburg are still trying to figure out exactly what those flashing lights are. Aliens? A drone, maybe? Well, even the local police department does not have an answer.
Oh, I am scared to death now.
This one's cool, too.
It's the video that's sparking rumors of extraterrestrial life, all shot on Stephanie Wilkerson's cell phone.
Oh, did you see that?
Wilkerson says she was relaxing on her porch in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, Monday night when the unidentified flying object caught her eye.
I thought it was a plane until I realized it wasn't moving, and I watched it for about 20 minutes, and I started noticing it changing colors.
That's when she ran for her phone and called over a neighbor.
He went and got his binoculars because he first thought it was a planet, and then he said, no, it changed yellow. He said, that is not a planet.
So Wilkerson called 911.
Look at that, look at that, look at that.
But even police were dumbfounded.
He went there, and apparently he saw them too. So he called his sergeant and his corporal to come to verify what he was seeing.
So police called the National Guard Training Center and the local airports to find out if they could account for any aircraft activity in the area. They couldn't.
This is unbelievable.
This isn't the first UFO sighting in recent weeks. In July, this questionable object was spotted as firefighters battled a wildfire in Canada. And just 2 weeks ago, these photos were posted all over Twitter, convincing many that the illuminated round disc was something extraterrestrial.
All right, if you can pull up the next one, this is a UFO sighting in New York City. I want to also mention something I forgot to mention. The tickets and the website for the Gathering of the Juggalos will go live on February 17th at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. That's very
soon. So you will be able to buy tickets February 17th at 3 o'clock
to the Super Gathering.
To the Super.
Right. JuggaloGathering.com. You'll be able to purchase the tickets at that time. Yeah. And the website will go live. If you have any booking inquiries, if you want to try to get booked at the gathering, please wait till the website goes up. There will be a contact link on there for bookings. We do check every single one of them. All right, so put your submissions in there.
Yeah.
All right, this next footage right here is a sighting in New York City that was witnessed by thousands and thousands and thousands of people. This one is a little bit suspect, but I'm going to show it anyway just because it hit the news in such a big way when it happened. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at this.
What's suspect about that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd shit my panties if I saw that.
They zoom up on it in a minute here. I mean, this was witnessed by probably like tens of thousands of people in New York City in 2017. Actually, I think this was in 2018.
It's a drone.
It's one of those new ones you can get at Best Buy.
One of those Best Buy boys.
All right, let's. When you get ready, you can pull up the next footage there. So this next one, this next footage is very fascinating as well.
Nothing was more fascinating than that thing that was shaped like a lightning bolt, that big ass space station that was up there.
Yeah, yeah,
that was fucking awesome.
The one that was shot in space, or
no, the one that was just like it was just hanging there.
In the last video we just watched.
That's crazy. And the fact that it's on like CNN or whatever.
The shape of it was really, yeah. Like you said, I thought it was like a cartoon lightning bolt almost.
And then if you saw, there was another picture in a totally another area of the same kind of shape. Like somebody else seen it. They were like, oh, people are saying this is the exact same thing that was seen over here.
You know, we
and
talk
it
about
looks
like
exactly the same.
About how there's not a lot of coverage, but we are getting tons of news coverage from these clips we're playing. Like this shit really is getting, it just like
Yeah,
it's almost, that's dare I saying. Say, like, not enough people care.
It, well, it's before everybody make fun of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the news is like covering it.
What about what we just looked at?
Right,
those three balls orbiting around each other. That was fucking insane.
They're just big lightning bugs.
Let's look at this next footage here. Again, this is all stuff that's covered in the news. This isn't like, you know, people's homemade photos or whatever, cameras. This is like fucking news covering this shit.
Video from 2014 showing a mysterious flying object of which they suggest could have been a UFO. According to a press release from the agency, a Navy helicopter spotted the unidentifiable object while patrolling a coastal region near Santiago, Chile. The unknown object was seen flying at a constant speed, similar to that of the helicopter, and moving forward. The pilot tried several times to communicate with the object, but he received no reply. Air traffic control failed to detect any flying objects on radar. In two instances, the object ejected some type of gas or liquid with high thermal tracking. Yeah. Captured on video, you can see a massive cloud of material
traveling on the object.
Moments later, a second ejection of the unspecified gas. Discharge. Like, the flying object was
like
visible for
about 10
seconds
before
spit that thing out
disappearing
right
into the clouds without a trace. What could it be? Was it a UFO? Air Force photo analysts confirmed that the three-dimensional object was real, with volume and showcased control in its movements. They established that there was no evidence of hoaxing or alteration of the video by any computer application in the editing and processing of the images. Officials also ruled out a bird or flying insect, a drone, parachute, or a hang glider. After an extensive study, the Committee for the Study of Anomalous Aerial Phenomena agreed it had all the characteristics to be classified as an unidentified aerial phenomenon.
So let me get this straight. That's not a bird?
All right. So there you have, like, just like, you know, the news just covering it. Like everybody's just covering it now. Like, it's like, you know, it's okay now. Yeah. No, nobody's laughing. They're like, governments are coming forward. Even our government releasing footage of unidentified flying objects moving in ways that no discernible aircraft on this planet could move. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not even drones, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, faster than the eye can see.
Except them new Best Buy numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's them new drone shit.
It's right. So, anyway, now now we're going to get into some crackpot stuff, but I think this is interesting to bring out. Some people are worried that there's you ever hear of a false flag operation? Like, a false flag operation is basically, in a nutshell, when a government attacks itself or does some kind of threat on itself.
Yeah.
In order for the population or the nation to get behind that government to go to war. It's like the government wants to go to war for their own nefarious purposes.
Mm-hmm. Like 9/11.
Yeah. Like 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
Is one of the what people, you know, and that's I'm not discrediting that as a false flag operation, but if it was, that's an example.
Yeah.
Like, bam, do something horrific where everybody's on board. Kill, 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 kill. We got to get revenge. We got to get them. The terrorists, we got to go over there and attack. You know, because the government wants war.
Right.
The you know, the warmongers, the government, all that, they profit so heavily from going to war and from taking over countries and getting their oil. And, you know, just manufacturing weapons and all that. Like, people are getting stupid knotted, you know, doing that shit. So they want war. So that's just a theory. Now, some people theorize, and this is really fucking like going into the left field, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Some people are worried that this whole UFO thing, that how they're leaking all these papers, you know, all those papers that we talked about got released, tens of thousands, showing proof of UFOs and shit. You got all the news suddenly covering it, like all over the place, like UFO sightings and shit, that it's some sort of big
False flag
operation. Oh, the world's under threat of attack by aliens. We got to unify together. You know what I'm saying? And fight. But now that's just, to me, is a crackpot theory. And I don't know if I believe that. But I want to show this next footage of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about his
Space Force?
Space Force.
Yeah.
Space Force. Yeah.
Okay. So what the fuck is Space Force? Mm-hmm. Really, what is it? You know, what is he talking about? All right, here he is.
in this clip talking about Space Force, and he's talking about what sounds to me, tell me if I'm wrong, like a military presence in space.
To take care of all these drones.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what he sounds like he's saying. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, here he is in a, and of course he's a dumbass and he says a lot of stupid shit. But like, it sounds like almost like, here, feed this to the public, and he's kind of fucking it up a little bit. But he's saying, like, we need to have a military presence in space. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Why? What do we need a military presence in space for? It's Space Force. Mm-hmm. And he apparently our government is dumping trillions of dollars into this operation. Why do we got
Space Force?
We got NASA and all. We got a fucking Space
Force. Well, I could kind of fill in a little bit because I followed this for a minute. Right. And they I'm gonna butcher his name. I can never say it right. But what's that guy's Neil deGrasse Tyson, right? A very well known scientist, a very smart guy.
He's also a Trump supporter.
No, he's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to get into all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
no,
go
no,
ahead.
This
he's
has
a super Trump supporter.
This has nothing to do with that. All right,
go ahead.
So they asked him, they're like, is that crazy what Trump's saying? Mm. And the way they broke it down is they said, look, you've got the Air Force that's in charge of the air. Now, what's not crazy is if they can't handle all that and they need help, there's so much stuff happening in outer space that other countries, Russia could send satellites. Air Force is here. They're not dealing with outer space. So the big part of the Space Force, and it gets funny because of the name of it, but the whole thought is all these other countries, China, Russia, that can send things via outer space, whether it be a satellite or an attack that it's not coming through here, but rather outer space, to have that protected.
Okay.
So in theory, when that's explained, it doesn't sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So when you think about it like that, yeah, the Air Force has got they've got.
What do you mean? Like people shooting shit down from higher
from higher in the atmosphere,
like a satellite going over and shoot missiles down.
Our Air Force, our airplanes can't do that. They're not going into outer space. So before it even gets to that point, let's have that protected.
Okay.
So the name, yes, it's silly, but if that being the theory behind it, that makes sense.
Okay,
you know what I'm
saying? I think Keegan's a closet Trump supporter.
you like Trump, right?
I don't deal with politics. I really don't give a fuck.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
everybody sucks.
He would have denied it if he didn't.
No, everybody sucks. There's no way to put it.
Let's go. That guy's definitely a Trump supporter, though, the guy you brought up. He's a super Trump supporter. Yes, he is, 100%. He's on somebody's payroll for sure. He's always got his back, whatever he's doing.
Well,
everybody
in that interview,
else
he starts
like,
off bashing him.
Everybody's like, Trump is crazy whack, and he's the only one that's like, yeah, he's fucking making
I know somebody
sense.
Else that's always got his back.
All right, anyway, let's not get into all that. I'm not trying to make this.
No, this isn't about that.
But listen to this.
America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. But our destiny beyond the Earth is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security. So important for our military, so important, and people don't talk about it. When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be something so important. General Dunford, if you would carry that assignment out, I would be very greatly honored also. Where's General Dunford?
He acts like he can just make that call.
If you could do that, I'd be grateful. Oh, you're going to do it?
All right. Here comes the Space Force, ladies and gentlemen.
It was my idea. I just thought of it just now, like 10 minutes ago. Thank you. You going to carry that out?
Space Force on the way. This time next year, we'll be taking you enlistees.
Anyway.
So crazy.
All right. So technology, I get it now. Technology is so advanced that they're going to be their fear is they're going to be launching attacks from satellites.
Right.
From space.
Like back in the, when they would just send the rockets and the missiles through the air, that was one thing.
Like before, because you could track it. You could track it coming across, like, oh, it's coming from this country.
You can
now
see
you
it.
Might not even know where it's coming from.
Exactly. So no, don't get me wrong. I think, and I get what they're trying to simplify: Air Force, Space Force. It just sounds a little funny. You know, it really does.
It sounds a lot
funny. I'm like, could we name it something else? And we're going to... It sounds like when you're a kid, you want to grow up. I want to be part of the Space Force.
I
think
Space Force is the only thing fresh about it.
See, like Buzz Lightyear.
That makes me want to enlist.
Yeah. All right, so...
You want to enroll? Should we all go do that? Fucking fight our own galactic battles?
It's my dream to be in the Space Force.
All right, so this next footage I want to show you, this is going to be off the deep end. We ended the last show off the deep end.
Oh, great.
This is some wild speculations at the end. I'm telling you right now, to me, almost without question, UFOs are real. Alien life exists.
Yeah.
Everything we discussed on this show, if there's still skeptics out there, like after watching tonight's show, and they're just still like, no, I don't think so. Like, I'm just saying, man, like you, there's no way you can watch, in my opinion, there's no way you can watch everything we just discussed and everything we just seen and everything we heard tonight and be like 100% no UFOs exist. There's no fucking way you can say that.
Skeptic.
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
There's no way. There's no way. No, at the most you can say. You could say after watching everything we discussed tonight, you could be like, it's fair. Okay. I don't think they exist, but they might. Like, I would even go so far. I would be saying, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine saying that. Yeah. But if you're still, like, no way they exist. Like,
all I'm trying
all
to say
knowing
is
and the, all powerful.
In my beliefs, you know, on the east side of this table, we have the believers.
Oh, no. I'm
and
with
on the west side of the table, we have the skeptics.
Since day
that's
one.
That's my speculation. Right. We all have a right to speculate. That's my speculation.
But.
Purely speculatory.
But Space Force is very real.
Space Force is real and it's coming.
Thank you, Trump. I'm actually applying tomorrow. No, I'm since day one, when I was on that side, when I was on the west side of the table, when you guys treated me better, I am a firm believer that there is extraterrestrial, there's fucking spaceships, there's some crazy shit in other planets. I think it's even crazier than what we think at this table right now, if you want me to tell the truth.
Oh, you can't even comprehend.
I'm still, the only part I'm hazy on is where the conspiracy comes down to, are they working here? Who are they working with? Why are they? That's where there's so much up
right,
in the air.
And I agree. I don't know any of those answers.
That's all where I don't know where I lie.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
The question is, why is the government been hiding for so long, the bringing this knowledge forward?
I don't think you can, knowing the information of how big the galaxy is, and knowing how many planets.
Nobody really knows, yeah.
And they're showing that there was like water on Mars recently, you know what I'm saying?
At one time there was, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah. But there's proof, right?
And there's supposedly a face on Mars and a pyramid on Mars, too. That's very real,
and
too.
That's just one planet.
That's real.
You know,
that's real talk.
So no, I'm with you guys 100,000,000% on that. It's just we need to figure out why.
There's a face on Mars and a pyramid, and they're within like a mile of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I didn't know that.
This perfect face and a pyramid structure. That's within a mile of each other.
Yeah, that I didn't know about.
Yeah. And the guy that, you know, I seen a whole interview, a lecture on it, and the guy was like, there's no fucking way that's just this.
Conveniently
like
there.
It just, the wind shaped it into that.
Right.
And those two structures, they're obviously a face and obviously a pyramid, would be within a mile
just
of each other.
That Millennium Falcon they found under the ocean.
Right, yeah.
Perfectly intact. Right. Chewbacca's in that motherfucker and everything.
Hey, that's space junk, right?
It's just space junk,
dude.
It's a drone.
It's planet garbage, right? That's what they call it? No, but did you guys hear this in the news? I was just this week. YouTube is, and they were kind of quiet about it. They're going to slowly be shutting down all these conspiracy theory videos, whether it be a 9/11, whether it be topics like this. They say they don't want people being misinformed, so they are going to be starting a ban now on conspiracy theory videos. So,
or what they don't want you to see.
It's kind of, you know.
YouTube is doing that?
YouTube is. They said, don't worry, it makes up less than 1% of our database.
Who's pulling their strings right now?
That's just something to think about.
Because that's somebody directing them.
Yeah.
Somebody making the choice of what gets released.
So in hindsight, this show right here could get pulled if we you know what I'm saying? Because we're talking about it. Right. So
we're about to have the Secret Service in this bitch in the morning.
That's all we need, right? All right.
So this this last video, it's the Dulce and Lost.
Enjoy this last episode, Juggalos. Yeah, because we're getting raided in the morning.
Yeah, we'll all conveniently commit suicide tonight, leaving here.
Right. So this last one is what you were talking about, Joe, on the last show about the guy with the missing fingers.
Let these motherfuckers know, Rob.
It was the Dulce and Alamos incident.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the it's basically there was supposedly 66 people that were killed in a alien human conflict underneath the earth. This guy who worked for the government, basically he's an explosive expert. He was an explosive expert, and he went into the ground and basically blew out whole chunks of rock and shit to make underground bases.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they accidentally breached into a chamber where a bunch of aliens were living, and there was a battle ensued. According to his story, now this one, it's very interesting because there's a lot of people that believe this to be the truth. There was somebody else that campaigned before this happened, campaigned for years that there was underground bases in the Dulce area. You know, he campaigned for years talking about it. And then the guy, he finally came forward because there was an assassination attempt on his life. And he came forward and he started speaking for 2 years. He spoke out at all these conventions and wherever he could, he spoke
until he
was killed. And basically he was strangled. There was a cord around his neck that was cinched off in the front, and he strangled to death. He was killed, and they labeled it as a suicide.
Yeah, of course.
And there was very little investigation put forth. And then his wife was like, well, he always said, if I ever commit suicide, know that I didn't. It was the government that did it. Mm-hmm. That's number one. He had a gun. He was a chemist. He had perfect knowledge of 100 different ways to kill himself, a lot more pleasantly than strangling himself to death.
Sure.
And he's missing most his fingers on his right hand, but he fucking somehow pinched off.
He did it with his feet
and strangled himself to death
upside down on his bed.
She brought up the point that it wouldn't even be possible for him to do that.
I better holler at her.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Shit. So anyway, she had all this evidence that that, you know, she came forth with a statement after his death and said, no, he didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
I guarantee you my husband would never have done that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he wanted to live, he wanted to tell his story, and he was very passionate about it. And there's people that killed him. You know what I mean? And there's no way he did this. There was no suicide note, no nothing. He's just found dead in his apartment.
I mean, if he gives her a warning like, yo, this might happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he gave you that clear warning.
Give that warning.
Yeah. It's.
But this one, I don't know 100% if I believe in or not. But
I'm fucking fully believe in it.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's see.
Look at the guy's face, look into his eyes, and you can judge.
Okay.
Judge if you believe it or not.
So there's two videos. The first one is like a couple minutes. The second one is like 3 minutes. But if we can watch these two videos, it pretty much sums up the gist of what he was saying.
About 3/4 of an inch off a rail at a better part of Mach 2.
The first video kind of describes
he's actually been on one of these trains. I've only been in one of the tunnels and helped build some of the tunnels. Incidentally, I helped work on 13 deep underground military bases. Actual had hands-on experience. Notorious was the one in and around the Dulce, the southern, southeastern, and southwestern sides of Dulce, New Mexico, in the Los Alamos laboratory regions, where we built some hermetically sealed rooms that were very deep, going down over a mile. We also built an additions onto Groom Lake and S2 and S4 complexes. There are a total of 9 underground. They're called DUMBs. Like, you can learn a lot from this dummy, but DUMB stands for Deep Underground Military Base, and or a Deep Underground, a DUMB 2, for instance, is a submarine base, and I helped build a few of those too, which are off our continental shelves and then certain islands and out in the Atlantic and the Pacific in strategic locations.
Okay, so this next video describes his encounter with the aliens and basically what happened after that point. Like, basically what Joe was saying, he was hit with a beam. He claims he got cancer from the beam later in his life. The ray seared off his fingers, caused him extreme pain for the rest of his life.
Juggalos, if you're out there, look into his face when he's talking. Just judge for yourself. Look into his soul and judge for yourself. Is this guy lying or telling the truth?
The thing I want to reach to you is that during the unbelievable part, I was involved in building another base onto inside of Dulce, New Mexico, which is Los Alamos Laboratory. It's a biological laboratory. On the southwest part of the Archuleta Mesa, we built an underground facility, a better part of 3 cubic miles hollowed out underground. Then to the southwest of that, we were in the process of the early stages of building. We drilled 4 large tunnel-like holes. Some of them ran 2.5 miles under the surface. Number of the original wells or drilling machines that were used were at the rate of up 2 miles a day. It was fairly rapid. The equipment kept coming up broken, so we wanted to go down and we wanted to send somebody down there, a human observer or human observers in this case, to find out what was going on. Well, to our total surprise, first of all, the government knew all about it. They didn't tell anybody. When I saw Green Beret and Black Beret people encamped inside of our geologist camp, I knew something was up. The gig was up. First of all, I knew all about the alien agenda. I'll explain that in a few minutes. The large alien grays had been encamped there for as best as believed possible about 400 or 500 years. It had been one of their internal bases. And we'd drilled holes right on top of it. All the stinking air, all the black sooty air came right out as soon as the first hole was sunk and all this soot came up. And, well, that's when it all the hell broke loose, really, all it started. Anyway, after we drilled all 4 holes, it took about 2 days to drill all 4 of them. And when you build a underground base, you drill 4 basic holes, and then you build called stopes or cross-member holes across, and then you use blasting equipment, you know, special blasting equipment by the analyzation of the rock formation, and you literally blast out or tunnel out or deflagrate or melt rock out to build the large rooms that are required for this underground base. Well, in this process, I was lowered down the basket of one of these holes, and about from me to this elderly woman here in the front was sitting a 7-foot-tall alien gray. The stench was worse than the worst garbage can you can imagine. The person was the entity was absolutely horrible. I didn't waste any time. I reached for my pistol. At that time, as an engineer, I didn't have time to carry all the folder, all of one of these big submachine guns that all the sea spray and the yellow fruit and all the outer perimeter and inner perimeter security people carried. I carried old Walther PPK pistol with a 9-shot clip. This was in late August of 1979. Now, you got a regular suit of clothes, you got a regular clothes on, plus you're in a almost like a spacesuit environment, and you're reaching for a gun. It's not the easiest thing to do, and then to pop a clip in it and start shooting. And I killed 2 of them. Yes, they're mortal, and they do die.
However, in the process, one of them did this. All I remember is that he just kind of waved his hand in front of his chest, and the next thing I know, this blue beam hit me and just literally opened me up like a fish, and burnt my fingers right off of me. And it was some form of electrical force, because the kind of like being hit by a lightning bolt burned all my toenails off of me, completely crispy crittered my left foot, burnt the shoe right off of me. All I remember is the smoking remains, and I'm still conscious, but in and out of, I didn't remember much. And there was a Green Beret that was right behind me that risked his life. In fact, he died, but he risked his life. He shoved me back in the basket and hit the button and took me up. And I wouldn't be alive talking to you today if it wasn't for him. I'm forever indebted. He lost his life. 66 Secret Service agents, Green Berets, Black Berets, crack troops lost their lives because the government, our United States government, lied, did not tell us anything about the alien threat. There's a war underneath there, and I'm talking dead serious. It's been going on since that time. Since late August of 1979, our military, the Russian military, basically the militaries of the world, have been in constant conflict with the outer space alien. The small gray, the large gray, the reptilians, the whole thing. There are 11 distinct races of aliens. Two are benevolent. One had to leave here in a hurry because their world is under attack, both on the surface as well as underground there, the Pleiadians. Maybe some of you are familiar with that. Would some of you raise your hands who've heard of Billy Meyer and some of the, very good, about half the group. Well, right, Billy Meyer is good. One of these lucky people that they figured lies down the simple title.
Paul Benowitz was the guy that campaigned for like a long time that there was underground bases in the Dulce area. And after his murder, one of the things I want to point out too was that his wife said that all his journals, all his paperwork, everything, all the research he's did, everything he documented about his experience with the 66 that were killed, what was all removed or missing from his apartment after his death. Like, it was all just gone. Like, somebody came through there and took it all. And yet they classified his death as a suicide and not a murder. Or, you know, a theft or anything. There was no investigation that was launched into it. Years afterwards, people came forward, and Paul Benowitz was, one of the he died as well. The people came forward and said that their job was to discredit these people. Like, that's all they did, was launch propaganda campaigns against them to discredit them to in the news, in the media, social media, whatever, sure, however they could, to discredit everything that they were saying, that they were crackpots, that they didn't know what they're doing. So it just kind of led to even more down the rabbit hole, the conspiracy theory, the fact that there's people still coming forward talking about this incident. In Dulce, New Mexico, they call it the second Roswell. Like, you know, people go there because they think there's underground bases there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, whether you believe in that or not, like I said, this is way off in left field.
Yeah.
This is a whole nother subject, that there's like aliens living here underneath us and all that. That's up to you to decide. But my main motivation for this show was to show clear evidence that UFOs are real. Mm-hmm. That there is life out there. I mean, can we just think about that fucking footage of the Andromeda galaxy for 1 second more? Like, it's like staring into the mouth of madness. Like, how many fucking stars, inconceivable numbers of galaxies, trillions of galaxies out there. Each one of them with 11 billion planets.
Yeah.
And all 2 trillion, over 2 trillion. Each one of those galaxies with 11 billion planets, 11 billion. That could support life, you know, that have the same makeup of what our Earth does. Not even including the planets that can support life that we can't even conceive of. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's no way that we're alone in this universe.
life out there exists and is very real, and is visiting us for whatever reason, you know. And that's my estimation of this, you know.
Well done, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. He did his homework.
Yeah. So we're gonna put that.
Yep.
Just nip that in the bud.
Nip that in the butthole
right now. Okay, so that's all I gotta say.
Okay. Well,
and you know what we could go out on, because you wanted to see the spiraling footage.
Yeah.
Like, we can, you know, Anthony, when we close out here, why don't we show that footage again at the very start? You know, from the start till 8:17. Show that footage again, just from there to there. So in case ninjas missed it,
sure,
at the beginning of the show, this is more UFO footage that's mm-hmm. been covered in the news. This was around the 2010 to 2011 period of time, but it's showcasing more UFO footage that was shown in the news. So closing out, Nick, do you have any last closing statements you'd want to give before we end out tonight?
I don't. Besides, I'm actually on your guys' side, like, all the way. I don't think there's any doubt. Anything. I mean, the guy kind of lost me when he was like sure that there was like 11 different types or whatever. I just feel like there'd be like tons and tons mm-hmm. and tons of, you know.
Right, yeah.
But no, yeah, the shit's crazy. It's hard to sleep at night when you think about it.
I think he meant there's like 11 different types of aliens that are working with the government.
Oh, there. Okay.
Right.
I think he meant there's 11 herbs and spices in the KFC secret recipe. And
Keegan?
Yeah, no, despite a belief at this table, I am a believer in aliens. Their motives, unclear.
Definitely, yeah.
But yeah, I that's just where I stand with it. I do want to give a huge shout-out while I got the mic here to the Psychopathic Soldier Street Team. We got the gang back together. They're out working hard, man, and I just want to show them a lot of love. There's a lot of good shit coming with the release parties. I'm so pumped, man.
Yeah.
2 weeks tomorrow right. until right. Fred.
Street Team members, get ready, because yeah. soon we're going to open up Psychopathic Space Force.
And you already applied without knowing it. It was in the fine print. You will be protecting us. But, yeah, we got the list of dates right there, as well as Las Vegas and Seattle have been added as well. Make sure you guys check out psychopathicrecords.com.
Look at all those cities, man. That's
isn't
dope.
That nuts, man?
And there's more being announced, too. That's not even the end of it yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's still coming. So please keep checking. Stay up to date. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. So tomorrow is Fearless Fred Fridays. For those of you guys following us on social media, that's where we've been doing a weekly contest every Friday leading up to Fearless Fred, to where you can win a dope-ass custom Fearless Fred jersey with your name embroidered on the back of it. All you guys got to do is upload your pictures, your videos, showing some Fearless Fred love, man, using hashtags ICP and FFF. We're going to announce the first winner tomorrow, and we're going to start contest number 2. So I'm pumped. We got our work cut out for us. I'm going to pass it down to the motherfucking Duke, the one and only Violent J. Closing statements.
All I got to say, man, honestly, after all the footage and all the presentation Rob made, they're drones. No, I want to say, seriously, like, to the best of my knowledge, because I've watched that guy's interviews in full, and I've watched several other long 4-hour testimonies of several people, and I would say, if I had to guess where, if I'm right, then I can sleep with 19 virgins when I die, and if I'm wrong, I have to sleep with a big hairy man, I would bet that guy is telling the truth.
Yeah.
That guy right yeah. there. That would be my guess. Like, that's my honest guesstimation mm-hmm. that he's telling the truth. When I look into his eyes, his soul, his story, and especially if you watch the whole thing, his knowledge is far too extensive, and I totally believe him. And maybe I'm just a believer in fantasies and fairy tales, but if so, then that's what I am, because I fully believe him, and I fully don't question it 1%. I feel like I know in my soul that there are extraterrestrials out there, and I believe they're on this planet. I can't prove that, but I believe they're definitely out there flying around. I don't question that at all. Show me those 3 orbs floating around each other, and I'll show you a motherfucking extraterrestrial.
I want to say that, you know, we're definitely not going to discuss this again anytime soon.
Right, right, right.
All
right,
this is the end of the
episode. We covered a lot.
Except for the alien seminar at the gathering.
Right, but I do think this was important to touch upon, thus making it two episodes, because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I do believe fully that there will be some sort of release of information. It will can keep getting released. And I really feel like within the next 10 years or less, there's going to be some kind of big announcement.
Yeah.
That's going to be the most substantial thing that has ever been revealed or in all of history. You know what I mean? Type mm-hmm. shit. Like, oh, shit, aliens are real.
The government will release the information like that UFO released that gas
right
behind yeah. it.
Because at some point, you know, there's no way it's too big. The technology, everybody's got this, the cameras now. You know, they can't fucking stifle
they can't
the
keep
truth.
Hiding it, exactly.
They can't keep hiding
it. They can't just keep calling it space
many,
junk.
There's too many ninjas that are talking. There's yeah. too many ninjas that are coming forward and talking and being like, this
too many
is
space
happening.
Stations floating around in the sky.
Yep.
Right, so it's definitely coming out in a big way, and I want to end by saying, man, hey, I'm looking super forward to seeing everybody down there in New Orleans, and of course, at the gathering of the Juggalos 20th annual. That's so huge.
Yeah,
the super gathering,
super
Springville, Indiana.
Wow,
July 31st, August 3rd, we're gonna be getting it in and getting live as fuck.
That's
so
what I plan on doing.
I look forward to that.
20th annual, baby.
I just went to Costco and bought me a hammock.
All right, so on our way out, we're going to roll with even more UFO footage. This was the same, in case you all missed it at the beginning of the episode, this is the same we showed, because there is some like crazy-ass fucking UFO footage that's been covered in the news again. We're going to roll out with that. Until then, man, we'll see you next time in 2 weeks
whoop, whoop.
On the Juggalo Show.
Whoop, whoop. Third whoop. Drones.
Yeah.
Trillions of drones.
A UFO in China's skies forced Zhaoshan Airport to stop operations on July 7th. Outbound flights were grounded after the unidentified flying object was detected by a flight crew. The incident has captured the attention of Chinese media, and theories about the UFO's identity are burning up on the internet as well. They include everything from a hidden U.S. bomber to an elaborate man-made hoax. For now, the UFO continues to be a mystery. A spokesman from China's Civil Aviation Administration confirmed to ABC News that the matter is under investigation.
Some Chinese residents are on edge this morning after another apparent UFO sighting. It's the second one in 2 weeks. The first sighting was on July 7th, and an airport had to be shut down.
All right, that's a UFO if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, can you identify
it? That's undeniable.
The airport had to be shut down after people apparently saw twinkling lights above the airport terminal. 17 flights had to be diverted. The latest sighting happened just 2 days ago, and people say they saw four lantern-like objects forming a diamond shape in the air, hovering in the sky for over an hour. An aviation experts say they don't know what it was. It wasn't a plane.
Scientists from all over the world are trying to figure out what caused a mysterious blue light to spiral in the sky over Norway on Wednesday.
As UFO sightings go, this one was as good or as weird as it gets.
A light appearing high in the Arctic sky, baffling those who saw it and exciting a lot of comment. Early yesterday morning, just before dawn, this appeared in the Norwegian sky. A blue light, small at first, growing into a spiral and then disappearing into what appeared to be a black hole. In the northern community of Trøndelag and on a Norwegian military base, cell phones snapped, video cameras rolled, and bloggers got busy.
That tonight, Norwegian authorities were investigating strange lights seen in the Arctic sky. The spiraling white light was seen for several minutes Wednesday morning. Locals say the light appeared to be bigger than the moon. Thousands of Norwegians bombarded the Meteorological Institute to ask what that light could have possibly been. Some feared it could have been a meteor. Others a black hole, and there are even those that thought it could be aliens.
A strange spiraling white light was spotted in the early morning sky over Sydney, with even skeptical witnesses wondering if it was a UFO. The unusual sight was recorded by hundreds of people from Victoria north to Queensland.
A spiral in the sky around a bright light.
Scientists left baffled by an unexplained circular light seen hovering high over Moscow on Wednesday evening. People described seeing a white circular formation in the sky. Footage capturing the spectacle will help weather scientists and specialists find an explanation for the event.
What was in the skies over Jerusalem? And why did it stop over one of the most treasured sites in Christianity?
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen descending over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. The video is said to be taken over the weekend. Then suddenly the light shoots up into the sky. There you see it. Another video from a different angle appears to show the light doing the same thing.
Now it is sparking intense debate on the internet. Trace Gallagher following this live from our West Coast News. So the question is, what was that UFO? What was it doing over Jerusalem? And, you know, is he back?
Yeah, and that is the question, by the way, Megan, because, you know, critics, it's difficult for them to dismiss this because there are so many different angles. We've got four different videos, all from various perspectives, but they do not know of anything like this in the Israeli army.
All right, because I don't like to be scared. I just can't take it. It's, you know, I don't know what it is.
Well, I wish I could give you an answer to this bizarre sighting. I really can't, but I can tell you that earlier today, there were dozens and dozens of people right here on 23rd and 8th. They were standing right here, and they were all in a stupor, just crowded together, looking into the sky.
Well, a lot of people are looking up. It's because of a mystery in the sky. Is it a balloon, a UFO? Whatever it is, it sure has a lot of people talking. Eyewitness News reporter Jeff Begase is live in Chelsea, where crowds have gathered. Jeff, what's this all about?
Well, Sade, we don't know.
Disclosure is very close, and the American people need to prepare themselves very soon for an announcement from our government that there is, in fact, an extraterrestrial presence engaging this planet and the human race.